Blog Talk Radio.
He's locked in with Buck, he's locked in with Weeby, and he's got
got one more. Oh, Copperhead.
Copperhead, so,
yeah. Yeah, so he got a couple. And there were a couple more that locked in on Pro Stock Joe's show. I really don't know exactly, so I don't know the whole thing on that. I'm not too sure. I know you were on the show. Did you remember any of one of the lock-ins over there?
The only ones I remember was Young Stank. He locked in them. Jason,
okay.
And a few others. I'm the only ones I know of.
Okay, then you got Superman Returns. That'd be Jason Gillespie. He's locked in with Junior Bissett. He's going to be giving Junior Bissett the 1-1. That should be a real good one. You got TikTok. He going back out there. You know, he coming. They coming out and then against James Cornick. Mayhem, Mr. Mayhem. They're gonna actually get busy. As they say, James and EP, they ain't finished. They want to get this thing off. So EP and James Cornick is also racing. So we got a lot of good races going on. Oh, as a matter of fact, me and Marcus. Got a race, you know, a Little Wonder. We're going to be definitely doing that. And we didn't schedule it yet, but we're working on it. 8-Ball, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do, how we're going to do 8-Ball, but we'll get that one locked in before the end of the month, before Christmas. One way or another, we're going to figure this one out, how we're going to do it with 8-Ball. I ain't too sure. We'll see. But otherwise, I'm getting ready to open up a couple of these mics because I see Antoine Mike over here. So I'm quite sure he probably got shown up on here, and so we get to say lock-in ready. So I'm going to open up this mic right now, Antoine's mic. I got to make sure I open it up.
What's going on?
7200. What's up, Antoine?
Not much. I just came over here just to tell you, though, we're going to gaff you come Goliath. Okay? I just want to let you know that. We're going to gaff you.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. I hear you.
Well,
I
Joe,
don't see
you,
but
I
hear you.
Tell him to bet on the gap. Tell him to bet on the gap.
Look,
they bet me twice.
No, three times.
Oh, okay.
Three of them bet me.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Fat Albert, you like him on that race? Because I bet you too, Fat Albert.
Ooh, I'm back on mute.
You ain't got to worry about Fat Albert. I'll take that bet. Don't worry about it. I'll take that damn bet. How much more you want to bet?
You want to
bet
another 100 on it?
Yeah. I'm going to bet another 100 on it. I got another 100 on it. Ain't going to be no gap. If it be a gap, it's going to be me in front. Gapping y'all. That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You will see. Just hold your horses. Where is Mr. Shownuff at?
Let me call him.
All right, well, I'm going to open up this other mic while you call him, because I'm thinking my mic need to be open up here. 240-6753, your mic is open.
Yeah, you open the right one up.
All right. All right. You got that pen ready, Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Show notes say he's calling from a 757 number.
We got him on.
Okay, hold on. Let me – hold on.
Oh,
that's the day we got on right now.
That's me.
Oh,
okay, 757-9032. Your mic is open.
You. I'm
what's
up here.
On,
Show Ricky Moon at? Get him up here.
He's on here. DJ's on here.
I said, I'm up here. Where Ricky Moon at? Get him up here. I'm listening.
We need
right?
Rick on here too? Oh, shit.
Nah, Ricky Moon. That's my joke for CJ with his edge up. Ricky Moon. Guess what, Bravo? I'm here. Let's get it.
He's on
what's
here.
What's happening? Let's get this
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I told you. March 26th. You said 5-1-15. I said, cool. Let's get a time. 4:00. Matter of fact, 2:00. Head up 8 Mile Pro Tree. No tickets. We lock
tomorrow
in the week
matches on 28.
I'm good with all that. Small block matches on 28. Man, Derek, no, you said pound for pound, Holmes. Come on, dog. Now you want to put sips in the shit.
Hold on. It's always been like that. When I said pound for pound, how did this even start?
Listen, I'm not going back and forth with you. I tried to tell you earlier. I've commented on the post, just asked the question, because it's visible that, you know what I mean, you got a nice top, you got fiberglass front and all that woo-woo-woo, but guess what? You just saying stop blocking. The only thing I did was comment on it. You took it to a whole two. You want to lock me in for 500 that you heavier than me or whatever it was to, you want to run me for 515 pound for pound. I come back with a date.
All right. Hold right there. Hear me out. I heard you. Hear me out. Hold right there. One, stop block. That's, I say I rule that class. It don't have to be stop block. My bitch bad enough to fuck me. I can run whatever. If I feel I can win, I race ET, not Fox. That's number one.
But
number
two, listen. Oh, first of all, you skipping over what I said. I comment on a post where you're telling everybody that you comment on a post to say, which is Facebook and it's public platform. Anybody can say something. You stated you're going to clean up everything up north and then turn around and a couple of statements in, oh, stock block. Man, where they do that at?
Bruh, all right. Never mind that.
That's the only
question. When you commented, what was the first two words you said when you commented?
You comment back and said you want to race, so guess what? Pound for pound, let's get it.
Man, fuck all that. All right, this ain't going simple. Small block on 28. Do you got small block on 28 or not?
Man, listen here. I don't have, man, like you can't
it's
even
okay.
You
it's
didn't
okay.
say none of that.
On,
we didn't
wait,
say
wait,
none
wait,
of that when
wait,
you said
okay.
lock in 515, bro.
You can say no. You got to
stop
on 28.
I don't have to say a goddamn thing. Man, listen here. I don't
right.
have to say nothing.
All right, let's just lock in the race then. Let's just lock in the race.
Hold on. I come how I come, you come how you come. Man, I don't care about all that, dog. I'm trying to run
right.
you. You said
okay.
pound for pound.
Okay,
well,
there's nothing else to talk about.
You come with everything
there's nothing else to talk about. You said 4 o'clock. We say 4 o'clock, 8 mile, pro tree.
I said 2 o'clock. We locked in for 2 o'clock. It's out on 15. Yeah, Fat Albert will be the DP, man. We can lock in either March 1st or the weekend before the race. Either or. You get
no,
sad. Y'all put my wife in the car.
We locking
in.
We locking in for North versus South. We locking in for North versus South. I come how I come,
March
you come however you want to come.
Hey, look,
yeah,
Eddie going around circles. I'm not worrying about all that, bro. I mean, I just want to race, man. It ain't nothing hard to it. If I win, I win.
Okay,
if I lose,
okay,
I lose.
Okay.
Fuck,
I just
want to
race.
Okay, so what you guys are trying to say, let me just clear this up, make sure it's what I got from what y'all saying. You saying CJ's Nova and your Mustang. That's how he's coming. Y'all come with. That's what y'all saying.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever I come with, that's what we locking in for. He come whatever he want
to
come with.
He can't answer a simple question.
All I asked was small block on 28. He said he named the time. He named everything.
You
right,
didn't
cool.
say none
Pro
of that when you told me lock
cool.
in 515, though, dog. You said pound for pound
lock
in 515.
I did, and what did I say?
So
what did
where,
I say?
Where all
what
this
other
shit coming from? This shit came from 20, 30 minutes later? Come on, nah, dog. It don't work like that.
Right. I see why you don't race and why you can't win a race. Cause you,
okay,
you
and
talk
guess
crazy.
What? That's cool. And guess what? As a couple of people say, I'm okay with that, homie.
All right, that's good. It's your program. Run it how you want to run it. It's your money. But when I said pound for pound, that was you called you. The first thing you said, that Mustang is featherweight. I said we'll get on the scales and pound for pound I'll run. That's what I said.
You said pound. You said you'll get on the scale with 500. Then you come and said pound for pound I'll run you 515. Exact words you said.
I tell you what, you weak motherfucker. I tell you what, you weak motherfucker. I don't give a fuck how you come. I don't care how you come. I don't care how you come. As long as it's on 28, let's lock in. 28 tonight. Let's lock in right now.
Bro, there you go again. I mean, come on, man.
What are you talking about? I said small block. You don't know what to do. No way. No racing parts. No, I said small block. Fuck that. We won't care about a small block. All I'm asking is the nicest tower, 28, we can lock in. I don't give a fuck. What's in pressure? Pressure versus Luca Bradley.
Hey, Fat Albert and Joe, y'all can mute my mic. This motherfucker don't want to race, man. Yeah, he don't want to race.
How I don't want to race? How I don't want to race? I said small block. You was like, no. You said no or whatever the hell you said. I said,
so,
cool. Luca Brasi versus Prussia, nitrous for nitrous, and 28. That's it. That's the race I'm locking in. I don't care what you got. You can have a big block in. I race ET,
so
dog. I don't race Fox. I know you ain't nowhere near as fast as me, and I've been doing this shit a very long time. So, come on. Let's go ahead and lock in. I ain't going to run you with a turbo car, none of that.
Saying,
nitrous versus nitrous, Brasi versus Prussia. That's what we're talking about.
Just so really, you don't care. Just come how you come, lock in. Oh, wait a minute. I'll make sure I get
all
this
I'm asking
right.
Is night, Nike's on 28, period.
Fat Albert, only thing he got to say is he can log in for just, I'm bringing, man, listen, I'm going to tell you what. I got 315s on the car.
Bro,
and
that's how
I
you race. It's called
stiff.
That's how you race. It's
I don't need
stiff.
No stiff.
What
stiff
do you want?
Race.
Name
I
your stiff.
I don't have to. Hey, bro, I don't have to tell somebody what I got if you call me out. You get what I'm coming from? I mean,
do you
want to
race
tonight?
Do you
want to
race tonight?
Wait, oh,
do you
want to
race
tonight? He said he got 315s on the car.
Now he got 315s on the car.
He just
I tell you
it.
What,
I
tell you what,
say, I always
I tell you what.
The
keep the 315, keep the 315, and I take the back side.
Hey, look, I'm on mute, man.
I'm trying to get this right, bro. I want your head on my trophy stand. I got two options for you: 315 and it's small. If it's 315s, it's small block nitrous, heads up. If it's small block nitrous, 315s, I don't give a fuck. Heads up. That's one race. If it's 315s big block, I'll take the back side. That's which one you want to do. You can't say I ain't trying to race. You don't want to race. I do this, man.
Where my shit at? Hey, Shona.
Hello. Did he mute his mic?
Hey, Shona.
Talk to me.
Can y'all just lock the race in small blocks of peace and no tie still? That's the simplest thing.
I said that. That was the first thing I said. I said long as
no,
if it's small.
You said 28 apiece. Okay,
yeah,
so
when he said it got 315s, or either Fat Albert said it had 315s, I said okay. If it's a big block with 315s, I'll take the back side.
No,
if it's a small block on 315s, I'll run them head up.
All right. So when can we get locked in?
Huh?
When can y'all lock in?
We can lock in now. Now, this is the thing. Put up $100 right now, and 2 weeks before the race, you got to pay the whole DP. If you don't pay the whole DP, 2 weeks before the race, you lose that $100. Just so we waste the time, because there's too many months in between. So we can put $100 apiece up right now for the DP to be locked. That $100 can go towards DP, whether it's five or three, whatever. I don't care. It ain't about the money. I'm in at the race. Just, I'm playing for the sport.
Well, if it ain't about the money, then the $100 DP right now don't matter if you're gonna lock in a week before the race or whatever the fuck you just said.
Yeah, but
I'm just adding the money up.
It ain't no guarantee.
He's saying at least. He gonna get
$100.
Yeah,
I get what he's saying.
Okay.
But he just said it,
okay.
It wasn't about the money, so that's why I said what I said.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, if that's what he want to do, all right. Long as it's small blocks apiece, the tire size don't matter. Need a car coming on wheelie bars. That sounds fair.
What about some wheelie bars?
Need a tire. Need a car coming with wheelie bars.
Yeah, no Willie Bob. No Willie Bob. I don't give a fuck about none of that, man. I just want to race.
All right, so heads up, 8 Mile, Pro Tree, Track Rule, small block of peace nitrous. That's all that matters right there.
That's all that matters. Now, with the money, I mean, do you want to do the 100 now? Or, I mean, what do you want to do with the money? That's what I'm saying. That ain't no big deal for me. I mean, however you want to do it, what's comfortable with you? I understand we all got families or whatever the case may be.
Well, me personally, I'm talking to kind of try to de-escalate the back and forth with the bullshit and get the shit locked in. But also, that's why I said when you said money wasn't an issue, didn't really know which way you meant that. I mean, money wasn't a big thing, but. If the race not sale March, I mean, I don't really see the point in locking up money in right now when y'all could do it, I guess, February or beginning of March.
Yeah, or 2 weeks before. I mean, Fred Howard DP last year with me and Newt and with me and Anton.
Antoine?
Same race last year. Fat Albert did the DP. I mean, we said it months before the time came. We all put up the DP, and we was good to go. I just want his head because his mouth bad for Facebook. He calling me a copper. I ain't no copper. I do this shit. I get in the paint. You read about some goddamn fiberglass, and the rest of the car stopped. Yeah, I put fiberglass on the car. Who cares?
So we talking 2 weeks before the race or the beginning of March to lock the one in?
Hey, we can do it 2 weeks before the race. That works.
Okay.
Now, what's the numbers?
CJ, we got all of that?
I've been sitting here listening.
That same shit 2 weeks before the race?
It didn't go nowhere, so it is what it is.
So 2 weeks before the race, lock in?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
And how much you want to run for?
Shit,
y'all tell me. You said 5 on 15.
That'll
work for me. I'm good. I'm good with whatever. It's a lock on my end, and I will have the money.
All right, we're going to 2 weeks before the race, 5 on 15, heads up, 8 miles, small block, pro tree, small block nitrous, pressure versus your Mustang. That's all I need to be saying.
2 o'clock. The lock on my end. Yeah.
Hey, CJ, is it locked?
It was
locked?
2 o'clock, Fat Albert.
2 o'clock? Okay, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you forgot the time. Hey, it was a lock
on my
end.
My bad.
2 o'clock, good for you, Jono?
Yeah,
good
for me.
Just
okay.
2 o'clock.
All right, that's a lock.
Oh, whoa, I'm sorry. Wait a minute, Joe. And we're going to do this on Saturday. 26. I'm sorry. 26.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Saturday at 2 o'clock. Joe, write that down for me, Joe. I'm driving, but just write it down for me.
2 o'clock. Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
Heads
yeah,
up, 2 o'clock. Mustang. Mustang.
And the
Mustang
money
was showing up for CJ's Nova. Heads up.
And we're going to post it. Going to post it 2 weeks before the race on my calendar.
Money will be posted. Now, say for example, now hold up, let me make sure. Say one of them all of a sudden back out 2 weeks before, don't come with that, come with the money. Do they pay the 100 or what? How are they doing it?
I prefer to put that 100 up if you back out.
So you can pay the whole 500 for real. I mean, it don't matter if it's a DP.
Before the two weeks.
That's the first race I'm coming to. I'm coming straight out the box, straight to the track.
He's saying if one of y'all don't make it before the 2 weeks, or you back out before the 2 week time period to post the money, do somebody get paid or no?
Yeah, it could be the $100 or the pound, the whole DP, it don't matter. Whatever he want to do, I'm giving everything whatever he wants.
All right, well, if you back out before the two-week DP, you got to pay $100. If you make it to the 2 weeks,
right,
anything past the 2 weeks is
$500. Yeah, there you go. There you go. 2 weeks. There you go. I like that. If you back out, it's $100, but anything after the 2 weeks is the whole $500. Okay.
It's a lot.
All right.
A lot. Okay.
Got it. Good God almighty.
Stay flat out.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting
kind of
good at this shit.
That's my second
time. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics real quick before we start this topic. 443-7807. Your mic is open. 443-7807. Your mic open.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you get a little bet on that race?
On what? What is Marcus?
Yeah.
What bet on what? What race?
The race that you just wrote down.
I don't bet on races that I DP on. I don't.
I'm going back on me. I'm in the gym. All right.
Yeah. You see, there you go starting shit. God damn. I ain't even got going into the show you start shit. Hmm.
Let me open up this next mic here. Hold on. Let me make sure I open this mic up to 757-1006. Your mic is open.
Marcus, who you like?
Okay, Marcus, there's somebody I want to bet you.
Who you like, Marcus? I like Luke Boston. Who you like?
I like that little peanut here, Luco, Luco Baco, whatever they call it. I like Luki.
We like the same person, man. We like the same person. We can't be man.
All right, I'm back, racking 8 weeks.
Y'all got
hold on one second. Let me make sure open up. I see everybody's trying to get involved. Maybe they're trying to get some runs with it. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? What up, Miss Man? I'm late.
What's up, James?
What's going on? I'm late. I missed a whole lot, I guess. What's going on?
Well, you just missed a lock-in. You got C.J. Kent with his Nova and versus showing up with the Mustang. Heads up. On the 26th. And what time 26? Was it again? I got to make sure I write the time.
2 o'clock. Yes, sir. That's how you start your day off.
They gonna. That's a good way. You know what? The funny part is, in the beginning of the day, you got the ones off the trailer. You got Weeby off the trailer. You got somebody else. I think Young Fangin' coming right behind them. So early in the early part of the day, they gonna jump right off right away. That's what I do like. We ain't gotta wait all the way to the nighttime. So that's gonna be good. That's gonna be good. So we can get these races locked and knocked out real quick. That's a good day. But let me just get on right on down to it. I know you guys seen the topic that we had out here today. You know, I've been looking at it. I ain't saying nothing. I've been watching. But I figured I got to ask everybody else too. So, you know, with everything going on today, like how it's going on with these DPs and with all the controversy, you know, that's why some people say you don't need no DP man and all this crap. Well, you know, and Punk House not getting paid and stuff like that, and there's a lot of controversy, right. So you always should have a DP man. But I just want to know,
always,
who would you prefer holding your money? A promoter? The mouthpiece? Now, the mouthpiece can be a mouthpiece of the car or talking all the crap trying to instigate the race. Announcer or videographer. I mean, you guys tell me what y'all think. If you had to go and do something like that, what would you want? How would you want who to hold yourself? I mean, that's how I would really think. How I think you should always have one. And so
I always
have
like to have a neutral man.
Mm-hmm. So now a neutral man in your, it just can be just a regular neutral man.
Somebody credible, you know what I'm saying, like Fat Albert or, you know, who else do good DPs? They got to understand, you know what I'm saying? One thing I like about Fat Albert, my number one DP man when it comes to racing in the DMV, because he write it down, he'd be out there with his pen and paper, ain't no shame in his game, and he keep it 100 straight down the middle. Like he just said, he can't bet Marcus because he DP in the race. And that's one thing about it. It got to be somebody that's non-biased, period.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate that. Okay. But that's how it should be, Joe. You know, you don't put your money in somebody that don't know what the hell they're doing, because that could cause you to lose your money when you won. You know, so that's why I try to tell these guys, hey, listen, it don't have to be me, but make sure you get somebody that know what they're doing. Just don't put your man. Oh, hey, you be the DP man, hold him up. But if y'all go by where the DP man has to call it, and if he called the wrong thing, and you lose your money when you technically won, you know, then everybody is upset. So that's why I always try to tell y'all, make sure you put it in somebody that know what they're doing, tie your stiffs down, and everything will work. But, you know, just don't put your money in somebody's hand just because you want them to hold it. Because there's a situation going to come up, and he's going to have to make that call.
Hey, Shonoff.
Okay.
Shonoff on here. I got a question for
you.
Yeah, I'm here. I got a good question, because something I didn't hear. Are y'all running by track rules or grudge track rules?
Track rules.
I said it in the beginning of that talk. Yeah, I said it.
I didn't hear it. You know, I had my phone on mute. I was doing something. I had a
Be quiet then.
Had a lot of listening. Well, I agree with Shonoff said, you know what I mean? Fat Albert does do it straight down the middle. You know what I mean? I've seen him do a couple of tough calls. But you want somebody that understands the ruling
on the call. You don't want somebody that's got to ask another person to ask another person, you know what I mean, to make a call. You know what I mean? Sometimes even these videographers, they can be in the wrong, they can be in the wrong spot. If a person is given a clear or something like that, they could be in the wrong spot and be calling the wrong call. But you know what I mean? You got to know what you're calling and know what the ruling is to make that final judgment. That's what you got to do. And you know what I mean? A DP man isn't an easy job. There's going to come with some bickering and all that. You know what I mean? You just got to be 10 toes down when you do it. You know what I mean? And that's why I always say, Fat Albert's my DP man. I call him in a heartbeat. Get up. I need you to DP. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to let y'all know, a couple of y'all have made me spend a lot of money on BC powders, okay? I ain't going to call out names, but I just want y'all to know, I spent a lot of money on BC powders with y'all on these damn logins. But I enjoy it, though. I love it. I love it.
Yo, you got those fan hours.
Well, you fan hours.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it, though. I'm just kidding. I love it. I love it, but it's funny, and I love it, but...
Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics because I know all of them want to comment because they want to say something about what they want. And so I'm opening up a couple of these mics. 910-6970, your mic is open.
Hey, good evening, Joe. People.
Hey, good evening,
OG.
Hey, what's up, OG,
hey,
well, Bobby?
I got a situation with you, Joe.
Okay.
With that cliff and a couple of weeks ago, I still haven't got paid the rest of that money. What's his face?
Now listen to me. Hold up now. Who was the DP man?
You were the rich. You were the rich.
Okay, and then when I called y'all, what'd y'all do? I said it was okay. What y'all said on the thing. Y'all said it was okay. You're going to have your own DP man there because I ain't going to be there, right?
I'm trying to tell you the story, Joe.
When y'all turn around, and that's what, and this is why I'm so glad that you came over here and say it, but I'm going to make Gordo come on here, too. When y'all came on here, you said, y'all was like, y'all said y'all meant about it. We ain't got to worry about it, Joe. You ain't got to be there because it's supposed to be rain, whatever. Stop. No. I'm going to make him come on here tonight because right is right, wrong is wrong. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right on. You're 100% right. You got to get yours. And I was on the phone. When y'all actually talked about it. Now,
Joe,
when y'all said y'all going to get your own BDP, man, don't worry about it. We can get Jason whatever that day if you ain't going to make it. Because I said, if you want me to come on out there, come out there. But on the thing said, it wasn't going to be no racing, anything over a 10, faster than a 10-0 car. You wasn't going to be able to race. So I didn't show. I said, I'm not going to go all the way out there. And then y'all turn around, can't run. And y'all said, you ain't got to worry about it, Joe. We 10 minutes, we 15, whatever, away from there. We got somebody. We get one of the other guys. Don't worry about it. So y'all got y'all DP man supposed to have it. Now whoever the DP man was supposed to be there, y'all said y'all meant about it and everything. So y'all supposed to get it. If you get your own DP man, whatever you got to go with it. Am I right, Fat Albert? If he did that?
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah,
hold up now. If y'all did not get a DP man, and I'm just being real about it because y'all trusted each other, and you said you was getting a DP man right then and there. That's between y'all two. Between y'all. But I'm going to get Gordo on the phone.
Hold on, Joe.
To get Gordo on the phone. Because there's no reason for somebody to hold some money way back then. I'm not going to lie to you. The race been done.
It's not about racing right now. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker called me. We're going back and forth on Facebook or whatever. And then he going to get on the phone and call me personally and say, I'm not going to go back and forth with your Facebook. You're a bitch-ass coward and this and that and this. He said, I come over there and put some smoke in your ass. I said, what? So you threatening me? So he said, I'll threaten your whole family. He said, give me your address where you at. I gave him my address. Me and my boys, we posted up. That's why I put on Facebook. I had to wait till I leave Jersey to go pick up my kids from school to wait for this motherfucker to come around. Now, when you pick that beyond racist, I don't got no respect for you. You know what I'm saying? He mad because he didn't pay the other fucking
money.
He didn't pay the rest of his fucking money, and I called him out on it. So now you want to take it out on me? You want to threaten me and my family? Motherfucker, shit. You got the right motherfucking one right here.
Okay. I'm going to stop this. We're not going to have this on this show. No, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what happened. Hold on. I don't know what happened. And I'm gonna stay out of it. But we're not gonna have this on here. We just not. No, I'm not gonna allow that. No, no, sir.
If
y'all got a situation, if that's the situation, y'all need to take that to the streets. We're not gonna have it on this show.
So it's all in the streets, Joe. I mean,
okay.
All right.
Well, we're gonna move on. No, sir. All right.
But Fat Albert, to clear that up, if a man tell you that when they said they meant about, that's between them two that got
it,
right?
That's between them.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's between them.
All right, I just
want to
make
sure.
Clear. That's what I was saying. I can only tell the man,
yeah.
Like when he locked that race in, it wasn't Cliffy that locked that race in. It was Gordo locked that
it
race in.
It was Cliff, whatever the case may be. It was whatever the case may be. I'm trying to tell you.
No, whatever the case. We just got to say the facts, what it was. Because if you listen to what he said, you're going to get that money. The man that owe you that money is him.
Man there, Maurice. OG Maurice,
I was on the show. I remember Gordo locked that race in. Cliff even said, I'll be there with my car, but I ain't got nothing to do. Gordo said, I got it. So, Gordo.
We got Maurice at the track. Maurice was the DP man at the track. All Joe had to do was go back and clarify that the money was $500 or $200. That's all I'm trying to say to you. Maurice was the DP man.
And let me just tell you something. Did I not clear it up on you on the phone? Y'all had me on speakerphone and I cleared it up, right?
You cleared it up, but that money hasn't been paid yet, Joe.
All right.
No, I understand. I understand that. But now listen,
hold on, I got it.
I don't mean no harm, but Maurice was supposed to be holding the money then. But no, I'm just saying, if y'all had Maurice was supposed to be holding the money for this beyond that opinion.
Maurice couldn't verify whether 200 or 500, neither, Joe. He couldn't verify it until you said something.
Why come he couldn't verify it when they had me on speakerphone and OG Bobby was standing right there when I said it? Am I lying,
but that
OG?
That was after the fact. That was after the fact.
Because you had to go on there and go back to the radio show and look over the recording.
No, when he called me up, he said we have at the track. He said we got a problem. I said exactly what it was. I said no, y'all went to 500. First it was 2, goes and we make it 5, and that was how it went. That's how it went. That's how y'all did.
And that,
y'all was still at the track. Yeah, they were still at the track when they called me though. I'm telling you right now because I heard the call. He said we got a problem. I said well, it's 5. He said okay, well it's 5. It's 5. Done deal. I said, yo, it's recorded on the show. I told him.
Hold on, Bob. The following week on the show, y'all came on and asked about it, and everybody said 500. And Gordo said, all I needed to know was to be verified. He said, Joe, since you said it was 5, yes, okay, it's 5. So, yes, the man owe you, what he gave you, 200? The man owe you $300, yes. He owe you. Now, I don't know if they're about to post it up and going to take it to your family. No, I ain't with all that. We're not going to have that on
you. Let me just say something. I'm going to ask you something, too. I'm going to ask you this here one. So, just to make sure that it's cleared it up, was, didn't you have a lock-in also with Killer? With Gordo?
Yeah, we had a lock-in with Killer. Yeah, we had a lock-in with – I had a lock-in with
but
Killer.
But now, look, wait. You locked in – but no, listen. You locked in Gordo again. Am I right?
I locked in with Killer. Me and him talk. That was me and Killer.
You didn't lock in with Gordo? I thought Gordo had locked
no,
in.
No, me and Killer.
Okay, I got it wrong. Then I'll leave that alone. I was just wondering how that went down. And nobody got
Killer
paid on that one, right?
Excuse me?
Nobody got paid on that one, right?
No, because
I said nobody got a paid deposit on that one, right?
No, nobody. We didn't get paid. No, neither one. He ain't paid me, and I ain't paid. Had to pay him because it was so much confused on the purple clip stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not too sure on that one, but I remember that, and I remember it plain and simple because he came on here. And when he said it, you know, I said, okay, you know.
Me and Killer wanted to run for 500 and a hamburger. That one came out of his mouth. I said, cool, Killer. That's when we just made the negotiation. That was it. After that, that's when Gordo came on and tried to rearrange Killer's negotiation. And I said, why are you going to let this man renegotiate your race with me? You already had an agreement. So by the time me and Cliff got that bullshit off, it was the weather was way below 50 degrees, and it was got cold, it got dark. There was no way I was going out there with killer car.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know nothing about how that went down. That's all I was asking you. Because I know that someone was saying that you should have paid the DP on that one. That's why I was wondering, did that, was it 300 or what? I don't know how much it was, but the DP, maybe that's the reason why he only gave you 200. So he already knew that he was running. He lost the DP, so it's basically,
so he owed a man,
you got to add on the rest of it, that's all.
Yeah, he owed a man $300, all to it. Mm-hmm. He the one that boosted it up to 500. He owed a man,
yep,
$300.
Hey, yeah. Hey Joe. Hey, my mic over.
Yeah, your mic.
Why don't y'all get Goro on the phone? I mean, this is the second time that this man that came over here crying about his money. Like, when is y'all going to start holding people accountable for the shit that they supposed to be doing, but they on Facebook playing like they some saints and they want motherfuckers to support them? Like, let's keep this shit a bin, man. Y'all, I mean, I don't understand. I really don't.
Yeah, that's true too.
Who's
that, Marcus?
This Marcus. Yeah, I mean, you can't have people.
At this point, I really don't want the money.
But the point is, I understand that.
Hey, listen, I don't want the money, and I'm not beat for the money.
Well,
it's just the principle behind it. That's all I'm saying.
And I agree with you 100%. Because at the same time, this man doing the same thing he like Joe doing, promotion, trying to throw events at shows. Anybody gonna go to them motherfucking people's shit if they fucking people out of, or just offer $200-$300? Who gonna do that? Like, come on, man. I mean, I just don't get it. And motherfuckers can call me what they want, but I keep it 100 right down the fucking middle. If you owe a man, pay the man. Plain and simple. I'm back on mute.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you're right about that. But that other stuff that he was talking, just like Fat Albert said, we really ain't going to get in. I'll call him, but when it gets ready to get down to that, I'm going to let you guys know right now, I will cut the mic off. Just letting you know right now, I will cut the mic off. That stuff right there, we ain't going to be discussing, saying no, threatening, all this here stuff the other way. Just letting y'all know, I'm not going to put... Listen, I don't want to be like a person putting fuel on a fire. I'm just going to be real about it. The man, your word is all you got when you start turning around. I don't want to put fuel on a fire when something like that go. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real about it. So basically, well, I'm going to turn around. I put him on this here thing. I'm going to go, hold on right now, because I'm going to try to get hold of him right now. I'm gonna reach out to it and see what we can do. We're going to see what happens with this here, because right is right and wrong is wrong. So that'd be real about it. Let me look right here.
It's funny how that worked out, because they were just praising Fat Albert about being a good DP man. You know what I'm saying? But everything you do in life is a lesson with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's shared responsibility, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had 17 shows probably this year about good DP man and what a DP man should do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I don't know dude, but his shared responsibility is that he should have got a good DP man. Hey, banks wouldn't have a alarm if they ain't robbed them bitches.
So what difference do any of that make?
Because you set yourself up for it. Basically, you got to take, people might not agree with me for saying this, but I'm going to say it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you don't got a good DP man, that's what happens. That's what happened. And that's what Joe was basically trying to tell you in so many words. Hey, when you took him out of the equation, you kind of left yourself open for somebody not to honor their word. Because guess what? People do that shit.
Good report.
It is what it is.
It ain't what it ain't.
That's why we got DP, man. That's why I said, that's why Banks got robbed. Because the motherfuckers robbed him.
Hey, hold on.
What happened?
Somebody got speakerphone? All right.
No, it's still on.
Hold on, let me just start the mic for a second. Let me see who it is.
It sounded like somebody was trying to talk to me. What the hell?
I got to read the text. Hello? Yeah. Is that it?
No, still in there.
Wow.
I've been hitting Mike to try to see if I can find out who it is.
Mute your mic, Joe.
Okay, hold on. How's this?
Still in there. Mute your mic. Okay, hold on. How about that? There we go. No, it ain't. Damn. Hold on. I'm gonna. You got to stay side out of it. I'm gonna go ahead and talk. Let me get my mic back.
Oh, wait. Try one more thing first.
Muted.
Is that it? Hello?
That's it.
Pat Abbott. All right, so that was 973-7862. That there was, what's his name? Wow.
Was it Bobby?
That's got to be Bobby.
No,
I can hear you.
I'm calling for nine or no.
Yo,
my number is 910.
Nah, that who the hell is that?
Am I still here?
Yeah, you still here?
Am I still here?
Well, yeah, everybody's here.
Okay, well, it's gone, Joe. It's gone. Don't worry about it. Hell, it's gone.
All right, we all still here.
Hey, Drew, are you still in here, Drew?
Yeah, I'm still in here.
Yeah, they all here.
I got a text that say, tell little man he don't need a DP man because he ain't racing nobody. Uh-oh. And I read it verbatim, Drew. I read it verbatim.
It's all good.
I mean, it's all good. Tell him, Drew, you going to race somebody in 2022. I know you is.
Hey, Fed
Out. Yeah. Whoever said that out of that camp, I bet you I tried to lock somebody in out of that camp and they didn't move.
Oh, Lord.
I bet you that. Whoever said that, I bet you I tried to lock somebody in out of that camp.
Hmm? Yo, come on.
Man, what is this? I can repeat it up again.
Asking
to
do what?
To repeat himself.
He said he'll run somebody camp.
I don't know what camp he's talking about. He said he'll run somebody, though.
Oh, I just said whoever said that, I bet you I tried to lock somebody in out their camp and they ain't wiggle.
Hey, Fed Up, that's the same one that ran to you that DP money?
Oh, my God.
That's the same one that ran to you got that DP money?
Probably after a motherfucker did the rain dance. Fat Albert, is that the same person that I told you to call on the mic to get it off the trailer with a car that only been on the track two times? Is that that same
Ricky,
motherfucker?
Ricky, your mic is unmuted. Your mic ain't muted.
Can you hear me?
Your mic is open.
Yeah, we hear you.
That's all you keep saying, right? That's all you come back with. But the same time, you the same motherfucker that said, oh, well, ain't no use of leaving the DP up. I gave you every option to go to a different track, different race, whatever. Leave the money up. What you say?
It's COVID.
Fuck all that, DJ.
Man, you're right, man. Hey, I'm going back on mute. I forgot. I'm talking to a fan, y'all. That's a fan, y'all.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. You don't really want that, but whatever, though.
Hey, Drew, are you
going to
be ready for
Galata
or no?
Nah, probably not.
Okay.
All
right. We'll leave that alone.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open up these other mics, you guys. Hold on 1 second. It's 516-7295. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? 50,000. What's going on?
What's going on, 50?
What's going on, 49?
How's everybody?
Hanging in there.
I know I'm Johnny come lately. I got one question for everybody. Did they take a minute out for Dave? Just 1 minute for Dave. Did they do that? I'm Johnny come lately.
Yeah,
maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. I don't know.
You know we did. You know we did.
We took it out last week. We made sure we did the right thing for Dave.
That's right.
We made sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How about this week?
We can take a minute out. That's no problem. We can do another minute.
Okay. There you go. Give my man a minute. You know?
Yeah, we give him a moment of silence. We miss old Dave.
Yes, sir. It ain't the same without him. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate that.
No problem. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming out this year, Dave, Joe. I'm coming out with a little slow car. I got to start up slow because I'm going to be the driver.
Okay. You've always been slow.
Watch your mouth, boy.
Now, how soon you going to be out?
Well, next year. Well, y'all go out on the
20th. You going to be ready for Galant?
Hell yeah.
Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Joe, Zeus wants you to open it. Hit the one button, Zeus.
Okay, because I got two more mics I got to open up. I got to make sure. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I get him in there. 410-2045. Your mic is open. 410-2045. Your mic is open. Is that Zeus?
Four one zero two zero four five.
Your mic is open.
No, he 215.
Nah, that ain't him, Jay.
215-6904. Look, got a 215.
Okay, 215-6904. Your mic is open.
What's going on? What's up, fellas? Happy holidays.
What's going on now? How's everything?
Everything is good. What's up, Joe? What's up, Fat Al? What's up, fellas?
What's on
when
your mind?
When your race coming up for your North versus South race coming up? Because you're going to be down to them.
We're going to be on the 25th and March
26th.
March 26th. What track is that at?
That's going to be at Galant Motorsports.
All right, we'll be there. Who else going to be there?
Uh-oh. Well,
uh-oh.
Believe it or not, we've been getting lock-ins like crazy. And CJ and showing up just locked in just a while ago. So, but we got a lot more in there. So far, 16.
I'm gonna take TJ for 500.
You gonna take CJ for 500? Oh shit, okay.
I don't like nobody from North Carolina. I'm from Virginia, so you about to mess that money up right now already.
You heard what I said. I said, I'm going 500 with CJ, and I don't like nobody from North Carolina.
What
you bringing? Because I'm looking for some smoke.
Who I'm talking to?
You talking to the owner.
The one you better
talking to who?
Shown
the
up.
Owner. You talking about North Carolina.
Oh,
I ain't from North Carolina.
What's up, man?
I'm
you
from
got
Virginia.
A little side bet. You want a side bet another 500?
Who this? Who I'm talking to?
This Zeus.
Zeus, set your ass down.
Man, all you got to bring with him down there, you can get $500, you can get another $1,500.
Man, ain't nobody betting you no motherfucking money on no side motherfucking race that ain't locked in yet. Shut the fuck up.
We ain't talking no side bet. I said all the motherfucking cars
ain't
you
nobody,
got bring one of them
ain't
down
nobody
there,
betting you shit. Go.
Yeah, you sit there and want to ride on another motherfucker. God damn it, go get some oil pressure and buckwheat and go red for the bread again, you dumb motherfucker, you.
Hey, hold up, Marcus. I want to fuck him raw. Hey, bring buckwheat down there.
He can't. The bitch can't.
Well, my question would be, how you going to tell somebody else to go do something when you don't even want to bring your own shit to Galat?
Oh, I'm bringing my shit to Galat. What is you talking about? I'm going on that bet right now. Come on.
No, not you. Not you. I'm talking to Fish Lips don't want to bring his shit to Galat.
Wait, what you call him, Rick?
Fish Lips, that ain't nothing new.
Hey,
that motherfucker's name is going to stick with him until he
dies. Hey. Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Listen. That good hair dye motherfucker can say what the fuck he want. We will have a car there at Goliath. As a matter of fact, man, we locked in with Joe Gray anyway. So what the fuck he talking about? Ask him what he got locked in with.
You ain't bringing that dud of a Nova down there, though.
Oh, one thing about it. Listen to me good. One thing about it, I will be racist.
You ain't doing nothing but talking
so
shit.
So therefore, it's no need you even talking to me, sir. Thank
you. Ain't racing,
though. Is my mic open?
Yes, your mic open.
Yeah,
your mic open. Shit, wasn't it down there last time? So I mean, he talked like sweet and low on travel. I mean, I don't get that. But anyway, that's motherfucker talking deal. To free. Exactly. Sweet and low when we out to free. Tell us dead right. And when we come out, motherfuckers is all noticed. But anyway, hey, Joe, I got a question for OG Bobby.
You on here, OG Bobby?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now, unless my mind playing tricks on me, didn't OG Bobby, a couple weeks ago, when this same conversation came back up about that DP, did he or did he not say he wasn't worried about the money, Gordo could keep the money?
Yeah, so y'all brought the subject, so that's why I brought it up.
If that's the case, then why are we back on that subject?
You brought it up.
I'm just asking, sir.
You brought the subject up.
I did not bring the subject up. You came on here talking about the DP, so I want to know why you back on here talking about the DP that you said the man could keep.
How he really is, how people really is. I don't give a fuck about no money. The man brought the subject up, and I'm just expounding on what the man did. So you just like you
so
said
let's,
earlier,
let's,
people. So let me finish. You, I'll let you talk. The man.
Go ahead, sir.
You don't want nobody go and support somebody that won't pay no DPs. Ain't that what you said earlier a few minutes ago?
I didn't say that. My son said that, but yes, I agree 100%. Absolutely.
All right. So that's the one,
yes,
Marcus. So that's why I brought it back up, because Joe brought the subject up, and I just wanted to expound on what he did. That's all. It ain't about the money.
I got you. So do you want the $300 or you don't want it?
No, I don't want it. No, I don't want it.
You do or you don't?
I mean,
he said he don't want it.
He said he don't even
want it. Okay, okay. I got you. Okay, all right. Well, I'm back on mute. Tricky Ricky, right, set your ass down somewhere. Stop wearing my sweet low.
Hey, Joe,
you can kill my mic, Joe. I ain't got no more sense.
Go talk somewhere, Miss Pearl. James Green on here?
Yeah, you know
James
what
Green. You know James Green ain't
here.
Nah, James Green ain't on here. You know that.
Okay.
Man,
y'all hear that?
You got the back tie. If you're
y'all hear that dumb shit Miss Pearlie trying to talk? Is James Green on here? Get out of here, Miss Pearlie.
This ain't common, man.
Hold on. I don't see. Hey, Tricky Rick. Oh, is Tricky Rick still on here? Where's Tricky Rick at?
Yeah.
If my car will, I think it's gonna be ready. I run road on 28 484. I try you at the lot. I think it's gonna be ready, but we'll. Oh, you ain't
don't
got
have 28, so you can stop right there. Now, if you
hey,
want,
Fat Albert, don't let the tire stop the race, Fat Albert. Don't let a tire stop the race.
All right,
yeah,
no,
that
guy's
stop
the race.
Hey
Rick,
don't waste no parts.
Hey,
don't
Rick.
Waste no parts.
Hey Rick. Yo.
Hey, Tricky Riggy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. On behalf of you, because you know I rock with you. You know we good people. On behalf of you, that's the reason why Ben ain't called Pressure Ass out. Because I was going to fuck him up last year. I just want to let y'all know that. That weak motherfucker, I was going to call him out last year. But on behalf of you, that's why I let him. I stayed quiet and ain't bothering him. But now you can't say your boy.
Man,
I'm going to fuck him up.
This
I'm going to fuck him good.
Man, look at him. He come right back and talk about the same thing as I already
well,
said. You want attention, huh?
I'm just letting you know.
God damn, boy.
I'm just letting you know.
Hey,
let me say this.
Who is that?
If that's the case,
hey,
if that's
tell
the
you
case
something
then
like
I appreciate
hey, Rick,
it.
Hey, Rick.
Let's just go
hold
ahead
on,
and get the
Rick,
raise on.
Wait a minute, Rick. Another thing. Then you see the motherfucking shit earlier. Two motherfuckers went to war, and now they talking on one another. Oh yeah, get on his neck, blah blah blah. Little monkey head motherfucker. How bad on me? The dumb shit.
Hey, DJ. Am my mic still open?
Yeah, your mic is
open. No, your
hey,
mic
hey,
is
now y'all see what we go through. Hey, CJ, now you see what we go through. You got motherfuckers that don't even like each other. You got them teaming up together. Good God almighty. Woo!
Two dumb motherfuckers.
Who y'all talking about?
I'm back on mute, y'all. I'm back on mute.
Who y'all talking about? Who teaming up?
Who they? Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out now myself. CJ, who teaming up?
Let me go ahead and clear this up. All right? Quick. Y'all should have been to this, we've been said that. I don't know if y'all know or not, but that's my blood family. We ain't teaming up.
That's what's up.
I don't even know what the hell you talking about. But at the end
man,
of the day,
y'all don't
mute
this
family.
Motherfucking mic, man. He ready to tell a lying motherfucking story.
You would tell a story.
You related to two performers. You related to motherfuckers all everywhere. You just related to everybody, homie. Everybody that went on your ass.
Nah, that's my family.
I appreciate it.
Scott. Hey, look, I can call right. Scott right now. And another thing, thanks for Scott.
I understand
ready.
That.
This is
not all the
time.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's my fact. Man, nobody wants to hear that shit, man.
I got oil pressure. I can race this weekend. What you want to do, motherfucker?
Hey, look,
shut that
hey,
up
look,
right
on
now.
The real shit. Hey, look, on the real shit. I got oil pressure, too, right? I just put antifreeze in the other day. If you would have said something, the chat plays, brother.
Listen, hey, Joe, I just got some news on my desk, Joe. You listening?
Okay. Well, we listening.
So enough homes. Somebody just told me Bam Bam trying to knock you upside your head, north versus south. Lock in.
Hey, look, let me tell you this.
No, I don't want
to
hear no
Joe. I was just getting ready to tell Joe.
Well, let's go ahead and
get I'm looking for one more race. So lock that shit
in. Oh, shit.
Get it up. 8 miles.
Oh, shit.
Shot rules.
Uh-oh.
Same way you run it. Hold. All right, let's get it
hey,
locked in.
Ain't nothing to talk about. Head up, let's lock it in. Small block.
Okay,
oh,
how much money? How much money are you trying to talk? How much? Listen.
Let's talk about.
How much money are you trying to talk?
We can do 3, 5, 1, 15. You know what I'm saying, or better.
Let's do 3 or 5 or 15 or better.
Okay.
You come the same way you coming to run CJ. That's how we coming. However you coming to run CJ, we coming the same way. If y'all ain't step motors, we ain't stepping no motors. Let's get busy.
Oh,
Joe, let's get this locked in.
They did step motor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Marble.
Nice.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Is you a DP man?
Fat Albert.
Fat Albert.
DP man, right? Hey, it don't matter. I've been saying that from the beginning. It don't matter. I've been saying that from the beginning.
Marcus,
it's small block night.
Still,
I don't give a fuck what
you still
want
it,
Mark? Yes. 3 on 1500 battery. 3 on 1500.
You don't be correcting nobody.
Fat
up, you just write down the steps. You don't tell nobody how to race now.
No, I ain't telling nobody how to race.
Man, go on over
there. Hold
up, Bob.
I can't hear y'all. Got too many mics open. Too many mics open.
Listen, everybody be quiet for a second.
Go ahead, go ahead,
Marcus just said, he said they didn't step no more than I was letting them. Yes, they did. So it won't be no discrepancy.
Okay.
Small blocks. On
nitrous.
Small block on nitrous, 28 apiece, 3 on 1500 or better. Put the money up 2 weeks before. If neither one go, they owe $100. Just like that race with him. Let's get it.
Okay. That's a lot.
Is it a lot?
Hey, y'all motherfuckers get y'all DP money. Don't show the whole crew that.
Oh,
somebody got a lot back there.
Hold on.
Somebody in a night.
Please, I'm trying to get this race locked.
Somebody in nightclub or some shit, man.
Go on mute. Somebody
in nightclub. All
right, hold on. Let me just get this locked. Hey, I got my secretary. Oh, she listen. She'll text it to me. So it's Bam Bam versus Shown Up. March the 26th. That's Saturday. 300 on 1500.
Lock in 2 weeks before.
But if you back out now, before the 2 weeks, you owe $100. After
correct.
2 weeks, you back up, you owe the whole $300.
Correct.
So that's the heads up, 8 Mile Pro Treat track rule. Small block matches on 28.
No bar.
What time
you
want to be in the
race?
Hey,
look.
Hey, I got to find out who this is. Hold on.
Show enough hold. What time are you trying to do it?
I got fresh at 2. I got pressure at 2, so we can do it at 4. But hold on, I got one more step to add. Because y'all my motherfucking kryptonite. Marcus,
listen,
y'all
know
I want y'all
no
motherfucking head on the stick. Y'all my motherfucking kryptonite. And for some reason, every time I lock y'all motherfuckers in, some shit happens. So I need to lock
in. Yeah, you want
a break call
again. No, see what I mean? I knew it was coming.
I didn't even hear what he said. What did he say? Somebody talking in the background.
He told me he want a break clause. So how the break clause gonna work? Somebody tell me this. How the break clause gonna work?
I can explain that. The break clause, he gotta run pressure. It has to be.
That was 910-6970. That was your mic, but
it has to be. It has to be a visible break. Motor, transmission, reel. It ain't gonna be. Man, my car broke, and he don't show it. He has to show me that he has a visible break. That's all it is. All
right.
Yeah,
all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. but listen. So with the break clause, he still got to pay the poker, though, right?
No.
If he
breaks the break
clause, if he put the break clause in.
But hold up. I still give you that $100, though. We still put that $100 up. If anything happens regardless, right. You get $100.
All right, well, let's go ahead and make that happen. I'm gonna make a judgment call on that, and I'm gonna say it's locked.
That's good. It's locked on my end.
All right.
I was looking for 2 races. I got 2 races. I'm good.
Hey, now, showed up. Now, that brake clause go for both cars now. I'm going to tell you that right now. We ain't going to let you just get away like that. It go for us, too.
Hey, come on. Come on, Marcus, man. You know me better than that.
Marcus.
Of course.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So. All right. 4 o'clock. All right.
Let me open up. Hey, open up. Make sure his mic is open back. 910-6970, your mic is still open. This is like a lot of background noise, though.
Yeah, you got a lot of...
Fat Albert, run the stick back, man. Fuck Zeus. Fuck Zeus, man. Run the stick back, man.
Hold on, Zeus.
Man, you got too much noise, man. You got too much noise.
Go on mute for a minute, Zeus. Hit your mute button for a minute. All right. Okay. 8 Mile, so it's Bam Bam versus Shown Up. 8 Mile, Pro Tree, Track Rule, three on 1500 or better, $100 for here until the 2 weeks. Anything after, God damn, who got all that noise?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anything after anything after the 2 weeks, you pay the whole punk out. All right, Zeus, y'all both put in a break clause. It has to be visible. You have to bring it to me and let me see that your car is broke. Marcus, is it locked? At 4
locked.
O'clock, I'm sorry, at 4
locked.
O'clock that Saturday. Zeus, I mean, shit.
Locked.
Showing up locked. Okay, all right, appreciate it.
All right, I thank
hold
you.
I'm going
back in the gym, y'all. I'll holler at y'all.
Hey, Joe, hold on for a minute, Joe. I'm about to take a BC powder, Joe. Hold on. Let me get this goddamn BC powder.
you ain't taking
that
hangover powder.
That tells us your ass is old, goddamn. You taking a BC powder. God damn.
Ain't nothing like a good BC. Come on, Zeus. Come on off mute. Anybody got an all glass, all steel? Go ahead, Brittany.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, we.
You keep on starting shit, you're going to need a case of BC powder.
I just try to get these razors locked in. I just try to get these razors locked in. All right, look.
You get,
I got
you're
this
doing more
thing.
Than getting razors locked in.
Where's Zeus at? Zeus, come off of mute. He's looking for any all glass, all steel action. Anybody coming all glass, all steel?
Right here.
He said anybody. All right, there you go. He's looking for all glass, all steel action. Anybody want some?
Well, that's how Zeus coming?
Yes, sir. He said anybody. He don't care who you
are. We're coming with two cars. All steel.
Get out of here.
Anybody wants some? I don't care fuck who it is.
Why
you waiting to say that? Why you waiting to ask a lot of marketing to say that? Because I was going to fuck Zeus up.
You can still get me. I'll pay your punk out.
Oh, shit. Good God almighty.
Damn. Huh? Did he
say
that?
He'll pay your punk out.
I thought I heard him say that.
Ooh. I said it.
Wait a minute. Where did he go? The man said he'll pay your punk out.
I'm up for law service.
Or do you want Marcus that bad? You want Marcus that bad, you're not going to do that.
Hold on. Antoine here. What the heck, Antoine?
Oh, I'm on here.
What y'all talking about?
Said,
I mean,
right?
What y'all talking about?
Zeus came on and said he's looking for, and sure enough, said, I wish you'd have did it before I logged Marcus in. Zeus said, what's that? I'll pay Marcus the punk out. I'll pay
no,
you.
No, Zeus can't pay no punk outs for us. We're going to run. I don't want him to pay goddamn. Listen, we run a show enough. We've been trying to run a show enough for the last 4 or 5 years, and that's what we're going to do. Fuck Zeus.
Oh, so you want him that bad? Damn.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Just remember, goddamn Show Enough Homes and paid us punk house with multiple cars. We won his ass.
Oh, wow.
I want y'all, motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Man, he sound like he wants y'all, Antoine. Sound like he wants y'all.
I'm about to go back to sleep, man.
You need to. So never got up.
And what kind of car is that he running?
He got, who you talking about, Zeus?
I'm talking about the all-steel, all-glass car. What kind of car is it?
It's a stock suspension, all-steel, all-glass, stock suspension car.
So it's a mystery car.
It's a stock suspension, all-steel, all-glass on 275.
It ain't a mystery. They talking about that third gen, that white third gen.
I'm just asking what kind of car is it?
It's a third gen. Zeus, you talking about that white third gen, right?
I got more than one third gen.
All right, shit. Here you go with the bullshit.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even answer.
I'm telling you what the fuck it is. You answered too many fucking questions. Is it a lock or not? You're doing
listen, I'm just asking what kind of car it is. I might want to try
you
myself.
He just told you. It's an all-steel, all-glass stock suspension on 275. What else you want? It's not a Tesla.
It's not a Tesla.
Damn. Hold on a second, you guys. Let me make sure I open up a couple more of these mics, you guys. Hold on a second. 914-9870, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, how are you, everybody? Kevin.
How you doing,
I'm
Kevin?
Listening. I'm okay. I'm okay. I was intrigued about that all steel, all glass. And with that being said, when he said when people make a statement like anybody, then do they go? Are they talking anybody with a small block, big? Because like the man said, nobody want to give no details on their car. Like the man said, stock suspension, all steel, all glass on 2.5. But somebody that might have a small block, you know, they need to know. So is it with this all steel, all glass, are you required or just run what you brung? This is just a question.
It depends on who you're talking to, Kev. It depends on who you're talking to. Some people say what it is.
He's talking to the guy with the mystery car.
You know, but you know, you hear what the point I'm trying to make. When people say, like, anybody, so if there's a all steel, all glass big block and he don't have one, does that change things? I'm just trying to figure this shit out because people like me listening and guys say stuff and then it's too vague because then the next thing somebody says, okay, let's do it, and then we're going to go to the parts thing. And y'all know that.
See, Kevin, that's when that person that's going to lock in, he should ask that question. Because if he's dumb enough to lock in and don't ask that, then that's on him.
Yeah,
you
okay. I'm just trying to follow this as we go.
Yeah, but that's on that person.
If he said anybody, he didn't say nothing about no engine, so anything goes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why he said anybody.
So somebody could have jumped on here and said, lock it in, and then...
You've
been
hot.
That's
a
okay.
Lot. Hey, hold. Hey, I just got a message on my desk. Zeus still on here? No.
Ain't
Zeus still
no
on here?
Desk. You ain't got no fucking desk, Chipmunk. You said you was at
is Zeus,
the
is
fucking
Zeus
ass
still on here?
That bullshit.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
talking about.
I'm
talking to you. Talking
okay,
about
you said you say any all
hold president.
Man, listen. You said any all steel. You said any all steel glass car, right?
How many times you want to be? You heard it.
Okay, Surfer said, let's get it in 2 or 10.
Let's get it. Let's lock. Let's get it locked.
He said, send a picture.
Lock.
Hold up.
Lock.
He said, send a picture of the car.
Lock.
He said, send a picture of the car.
Lock.
Now,
lock.
See what I mean? That's why races like that. You don't never race. That's why you don't race.
Man, you
exactly why.
Somebody else's balls. You don't have those.
No, I listen. What's on what balls? The man sent me a message and said, get it locked in. He said, show me a picture of the car. If it's all steel, all glass.
I'm going to
oblige
you. Guess what I'm going to do for you? If you bring Creed along, you got to head up.
Now you change the whole. See what I mean? Hey, Joe, I thought you made a rule with all the fake-ass races you would keep them off the show.
I thought you said you were going to keep all the fake-ass races off the show.
Now, we got a man that's trying to accommodate him, and now he just switched the shit right up and won't even show with a car.
I got to ring the bell. I got to agree with Marcus on this one. Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you. I'm going back
on
mute, man.
You said anybody.
And I said lock.
He said lock.
Okay.
Said lock.
All right. Now, all he asked for, can he see the car so he know which car it is that he's racing? There's nothing wrong with that.
But if you listen, if he meet all the criteria, like he said, all steel,
no,
all
Joe,
glass.
No, we're not going out there with that.
We want to see what the car is.
We're not racing no class car.
It's just that simple. Parker, hold on, Marcus.
Well, listen.
Everybody know that you can't run a class car. Nobody, in grudge racing, we don't play the class car.
Everybody don't know it unless it's stiff. And the thing about it is we don't play no lock-ins on a ghost car.
Class car, he loses it. He loses his deposit. Everybody knows that.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Send me a text message when the man should send you a picture of the car, man. I'm going.
Go ahead. Go back on your desk.
Good. That's why I bring up these little subtle points, and when people say stuff, how it's going to carry on to this. It's going to lead. It got.
Well, you know what it is.
I mean, the man said all steel, all glass,
Cap.
Stock suspension, and I got that.
Right.
But you see what happens when it's vague.
Exactly.
You
want to
take
that's
an hour
what,
going back and forth with that.
All it is, and all it takes is it's in the picture. That's all it takes. But that's what I'm saying.
Hey, let me ask you something with the all steel, all glass. Antoine, let me ask you a question. Is Lexan windows a deal breaker?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, I know. I know what all PLOs are.
That's the only
windshield
you can have. And if you got a truck,
take that out of it.
If you got a truck, the back window is allowed.
The people said the front windshield, it's kind of a safety thing with that glass right there in front of you. So they said they allow the left hand, the front windshield.
Did I lose that last hand?
Yeah. Okay. Say what's that, Albert?
You know, a lot of people say the front windshield is okay if you got a Lexan front windshield. But some people say, no, I want glass. So you really need to stiff that in your stiff. But
yeah, that's why I just asked. See, I raise these questions just for argument's sake. Like, is all, you say all steel, all glass, got it. But is Lexan windows a deal breaker? I get all steel, all glass. I get that point.
It is.
Yeah.
That's like I told Zeus when I ran Zeus. That's why I like when I ran Zeus. I told him he wasn't all steel, all glass to me because he had a Lexan front windshield. That's what I said. It's not. You know what I mean? But certain people feel certain ways about certain things. You know what I mean? You got certain cars out here that's three-quarter steel and the rest is fucking fiberglass. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I said, you know what I mean? It depends on, you know, what you're trying to say. But
because some people
all
out
steel,
there
all glass
hood. Some people
but it's supposed to be all steel, all glass, except for the hood and bumper, basically. Basically, is what it's hood and bumper and trunk deck.
Right.
So you can have a fiberglass bottom bumper, like on my truck. I got a fiberglass bumper going around, a lip around the bottom. You know what I mean? But with the S10s, you got a fiberglass back windshield. Stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But I mean, it just depends. It just depends on who
on
you're
the
talking
person.
About. Is it a grudge? Yeah, is it a grudge or are you going to a shootout? If you're going to a shootout, you got rules. You get what I'm saying?
Hold on. How about where's your buddy with the truck at?
Oh, Zeus?
Eight ball.
I think he on here. Why was up?
What happened with him and CJ?
Who?
Him and CJ.
Joe, next subject.
Okay, no, I'm just wondering what happened with that race. Was they gonna race?
Hold on, but I want to get this. Hold on, let's get this. Hey, Zeus, do you want to send a picture of the car? Marcus said he'll lock. The civil service say he'll run you 2 on 10. I mean, but all he needs, he wants to see the car. I mean, if that don't let that be a ball breaker. He said he just want to know what car he racing. And I don't see no harm in that.
If you're trying to put him in a trick bag.
Hey, listen.
Well, Fat Albert,
he ain't got enough to put
that.
A motherfucker in a trick bag over here.
You letting the tire size be the ball breaker between you and I, sir.
Say that again?
You are letting the tire size be the ball breaker between you and I, sir.
Oh, no, it ain't. Oh, you got off the hook, sir. I just put another worm on the hook. I'm still going to reel you in. Hold on. I put another worm on the hook. You nibble on the first one, and it got off, so I reeled it in. And I'm going to put another worm on it.
I put the whole bait. You just ain't reeled me in yet.
Yeah, I'm going to reel you in a minute. Hold on.
Okay, all right. I'm going to finish swimming around it.
Is Zeus still here?
Hey, he ain't say nothing. I guess not. All right, well.
Hey, Joe, it's too much. It's too much to be left out. Cause that car could be a turbo car or whatever. You know, I can't run no turbo cars.
But that's what you
hey,
gotta
James.
Ask.
Hey, James. Hey, Mr. Mayhem.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayhem, how you doing, sir?
Sir, I'm doing all right.
Just a bad mo crew. Listen, one thing about it, when a man come on here that's got all that open space, they wasn't trying to do nothing from the fucking square one. Waste of time.
Yeah. Ditto.
Hey,
Marcus and Anton, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Well, I hear you.
Hey,
I get 8-ball 1-1 frat tonight for 500.
Uh-oh. I don't know if we can beat it. Hold on. I don't know if we can beat it Friday night. I got to talk to him. You can give him the 1-1, 500. Hold on. Hold up. Let me hit him. Hold up.
Shit. Hey,
I like that.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, I made my reservation. I made my reservation yesterday. I made sure I'm going to be there.
Oh, shit. You know, I got to do mine. I got to do mine for Thursday night.
Shit. I made my reservations already.
Okay. He said give 8-Ball 1-1.
The 1-1? Good God almighty.
Friday night, 500.
Let me see if we can be there.
That's right. Don't forget about Friday night now. A lot of races happen on Friday. Joe will tell you, man, we have a lot of races on Friday night.
Yeah.
Where you have him at, Fat Albert?
Hey, look, Fat Albert, I already beat him down with 1-1, but I can already beat him 1-1 now for 500, but I'm going to pass him his ass.
Oh, okay, I like that. Hold up.
Don't forget Friday night now. We will be there Friday night.
What happened, Antoine? You lost the number?
No, he's on here.
Hey, Joe,
he's on here. I'm talking to him now. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you now. I wish the fuck he would give me the fucking one when I was there, because I'll lock that motherfucker in right now. But I'm just waiting to see what he want to do. I don't know if he went to sleep or not, because like I said, he gets up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to go drive on truck.
What's his number start with?
But you're not going to be there, so don't worry about that.
Don't worry about what I'm going to do. I could be there. Man, I'm in there. Hey,
what is it?
You don't have no pistol, so you're not going to be there, remember?
443-3051. No, y'all want my motherfucking time. Even if I'm there, I'm going to make y'all motherfuckers wait. Then that's how I'm going to do y'all. And I'm going to show y'all why I made y'all wait.
Listen.
I ain't scared of shit because y'all ain't got shit, man. Listen, don't even get me started on this slow-ass car. Don't even get me started on that slow-ass car tonight. Y'all ain't beat no motherfucking body with that motherfucking thing. Y'all fucking bear. Man, sit y'all monkey asses down with that little-ass slow-ass car. And I told y'all leave me alone.
Hold on. Let me open up a couple more of these mics. Okay, hold on a second. <laughs> 631-4148. Your mic is open.
Calling, sir. Calling me.
631-4148. Your mic is open.
One more time, 631-4148.
Your mic is open. All right, let me cut him out.
Get there, bitch. You got 1-1 for me.
Hold on. Let me open up another mic. 410-2045. Your mic is open.
You text me. You can close down, Joe. I'm on your mountain wheels, buddy.
Huh?
I ain't got much to talk about. I'm out here mounting some wheels. I'm listening to the show.
Okay.
Hey, Fat Albert, I think
Zeus
he went to sleep.
Zeus still on y'all. Hey, Zeus, they say they just want to see the car they race. But they said that 2-on-10, civil servant say he'll review for that. I mean, he say he just want to see the car he racing. He ain't got to show nothing. Just let him look at the car that he's racing.
Hold on. I'm going to text you a picture.
Okay, Mark is going to send a picture.
Now, watch what you ask for, because the man going to give it to you, so you look at it, and you decide to, and then the man done tipped his hand.
All they want to see the picture of the car, that's it.
Well, physical description. Is this the same one, stock suspension, small tires, all steel, all glass?
No. That was
so it's a different car. Is it? Okay.
Different guy, yeah.
Yes, it is.
You jump around so much from car to car.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's the one. Zeus was the one that said all steel, all glass, or 28 or stock suspension.
Well, goddamn, Fat Albert, but you got to stay on board, buddy. You told me no.
Hey, that's on him. Hey, no, Kevin. That's on him to catch all that, not me.
No. When I was asking the description, see, the problem is with this. Y'all jump around from car to car, and you get mixed up. One minute is this, one minute is Bam Bam, and it's Bam Bam's cousin. Like, y'all all over the fucking place sometimes. And I got to, I just want to make sure was that the car you're talking about.
Kevin, let them catch that. That's not for you or me. Let them catch it.
I was asking the question, not catching anything, because I heard somebody say all steel, all glass,
well,
28 stock suspension.
But you asking questions about this race, about this car. Let them catch it. Let them sit down.
You got to sit back and just listen. Just listen and take
notes. Listen, don't ask questions about it.
Yeah.
This is what's confusing to people, man, because y'all jump around from car to car so fucking much.
But Kevin, it does not insult everybody. It's between them two.
I get that, man, but y'all missing my point. I didn't know which fucking car. I thought it was a whole different car now.
You get confused. You get confused.
Yeah. True that.
All right.
Well,
I get,
well,
we can move
well,
on.
I hope he likes the fucking picture.
Hold on, I'm opening up another mic, you guys. Hold up. Let me just make sure I open this mic up. 718-9595. Your mic is open.
Somebody eating? What the hell?
What's going on,
Long Island Joe? What's going on now?
Nothing, just listening.
Hey, okay. Somebody shoveling some dirt?
What's new with you? Nah.
Hey, Joe, did you mute my mic?
Huh?
Did you mute my mic?
No, you're talking right now.
Yeah, go ahead and mute my mic. I'm out here working in the shop, man. I don't want to disturb the show.
Okay.
You know how to hit mute? Damn.
No, man.
I wish guys when y'all get on here, y'all say who you are, so we can catch the voice.
That was Killer, right? Killer.
I had no idea. Like I said, it's
718-9595.
This little bush.
Oh, what's going on now? How's everything?
What's going on?
I thought that was
pop. Damn. You got anybody that's going to try to lock in this week? I mean, for the beginning of the year?
That sounds like a goddamn vibrator. What the fuck going on this show?
I don't know. Somebody grinding on something.
Facts it, too.
Oh, my bad.
Hey,
that's me. I'm cutting here, man. My fault.
Man, it's the hairdresser, man.
Shut up, Lip.
That damn hairdresser. You know who it is.
Motherfucker.
Yo,
wow.
Shut up. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Hey, Fat, I want you to ask Zeus
strange
a question.
That he
know
it sound like a vibrator, though. Don't that ring?
Antoine.
Ask Zeus.
How about that?
Hold on, Marcus. Watch this, Marcus.
All right.
Ask Zeus who else he going to sell a motor to try to beat the bad my crew, and I'll fuck him up again when I come back out, like he did last time.
But Zeus over here, he hear you. I'm sure Zeus listening.
Make sure he hears that, because he know what I'm talking about. Sell another motherfucker in the DMV another motor. Let me fuck him up, and I don't give a fuck if it's a 484.
You nasty,
now do
man.
It again.
You
now do it again.
Well,
now I'm back on you,
man. Damn, man.
Hey, look. Hey, Joe.
Good God almighty.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Fat Albert, I'm not fucking playing with him when this bitch come back out. I'm trying to tell you, I'm coming for blood. I mean what I say.
Hey, well, I tell you what, I'm going to go buy a 484 from him just so you can try to come fuck me up. How about that?
Man, ain't nobody worried about your shit. You see, I have both. I tell you what, Tricky Ricky. I tell you what, motherfucker. I locked you in right now for one of Fred's events off the trail at Del Mar. Don't talk me to fucking death.
Why you keep talking to me about Del Mar? That don't make you bad, man.
Because I came in your weak-ass track in my arm, man. Stop sitting there pumping.
My track is
Cavalier Pumping.
That ain't my track. Stop saying that.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I came to the track that you agreed to. I ran for the money you agreed to. You can't do the same thing on the backside? You always race
down, man.
You always listen, Tricky Ricky. You always race down.
No, I'm not coming up here.
Lock him in, Rick. Lock him in. Wherever he want to go, lock him in.
Man,
that's all you got to do.
Don't worry.
listen, shut the hell up.
Listen,
you on too many teams, Zeus. Shut the hell up. We talking grown men talk.
Who are you talking about? So, who are you talking about? I'm not
going to
nobody team.
So like I told you, I came to MIR and ran you for your pot. Ran you everything that you wanted. I told you to lock me in for my track.
Okay, so if
same
you're
going to
rerun the race, right, don't you rerun it at the same track?
I'm agreeing with you, Antoine. I told him to lock you in. I'm agreeing with you.
He's not going to do it. He won't do it. Come off the trail of the Delmar.
My question to you is, if you rerun a race, don't you redo it at the same track?
I'm going to a different track. I'm not keep coming to y'all fucking
track.
Okay,
so then you're not rerunning the same race. That's what I'm trying to get you to do.
Man, you don't want to run there, man. Sit the hell down. All you want to do is race for motherfuckers that's slower than you. You don't want to run nobody that's
no,
at your weight.
You
every time.
Run me. I ain't saying shit about racing.
Man, fuck out of here. Man,
do you forget what you say, Antoine?
Man, it doesn't matter. I'm giving you your race that I told you the other
no,
day. That I bet
matter.
The money
you
I lock your ass in, and you won't lock in.
Me, but you called me out. But you saying I'm trying to
listen,
run you?
Because you sit here, keep Nick picking on the internet. So I'm sitting here telling you I will lock you in.
I'm not Nick.
I give no fucks
nothing.
About your car. I give no
you
fucks about your chassis
man,
car.
You
so what I'm telling
man, sell somebody else another 484 for you to beat up on.
Hold up, fellas. Let me reply
to Fat Albert. Fat Albert, I just got the picture. As long as it's nitrous, we don't give a fuck about it. I'm trying to get Aaron on the phone now, and when
okay.
he get on the phone, I get him on here. That's just that simple.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Zeus, right. they accepted the car that you sent me. They said they gonna get it on and lock it in.
They're locked
as long as it's nitrous.
They're locked a week before the lock. 2-1-10.
They said, okay, long as it's nitrous.
Now you're sitting apart.
Hey.
See, now they're making it apart. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man. If it's not nitrous, just say it, boss. Listen.
Every time you come at me, Marcus, I'm going to come slapping back at you. I'm going to clap right back at your ass.
But you're not racing, Zeus. You're not racing.
I'll race 24/7.
Hey, Margie. Come on, big dog. Who that?
It's that white third gen, right, with the headers coming out the fender.
All he said was a picture of a back window.
It's a white third gen, right?
Hold on, Marcus. I'm going to send you the side view of it if it's the same fucking
car. Well, listen to me. I don't give a damn if it's an 82 gen. Loan the motherfucking nitrous. We'll get that shit locked the fuck in. That's all I say.
Man, you, the motherfuckers ain't smart enough to fuck with turbos. You know it's nitrous.
Are you going to lock me in, Marcus? You going to lock me in, too?
Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about racing. What the fuck are you on here for?
Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Aren't we talking about the surfer, Silver Surfer?
Yes.
Okay, we passed that. You passed that now.
Okay.
We talking about your ass.
So
we talking about your car. What you want to do with your car now?
My car
aren't
won't
you
be there. I clearly
back?
Said that.
You
my car,
listen,
homeboy, my car won't be that. My car
what?
Won't be that, homeboy. I told you that.
Your
I've been said that.
Said
so that's
be
no,
there?
That's...
Well,
my car would not be that. We've been said that.
Be
but my thing is, I'm going to be racing. Me and Long Island Joe already got a race lock. So what the fuck you talking about?
That's only one race. That's one race.
Actually, we got two races. See, that's the thing about it. You don't you all in the Kool-Aid don't know the goddamn flavor. You ain't got no races locked. But you got there telling me what kind of races we got locked.
Listen to me, sir.
I just told you Sweet and Low would not be that. Sweet and Low would not be that. Hey, go, Antoine, go back. Antoine, go back to your conversation with Slick Rick. But this dude just talking in circles. Thank you. He's just talking in circles, man.
Hey, I got a question for Joe. Hey, man, I don't want to leave the North out, and I don't want another race, but I'm going to be there Friday night anyway, testing. So I want to run somebody from up North.
You want to run somebody from up North?
I need to race somebody up North, man.
Shit, Alicia Keys built a race for you.
Who?
Alicia Keys.
Man, Jazeer ain't going to bust a fucking grape. That weak bitch got 1-1 Friday night.
Good.
Hold on, let me tell you how to. Hold on, wait. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to tell you how to. Hold on.
Little man. Good God almighty.
You got that gray hatchback?
Yeah, the gray hatchback, yeah.
That weak bitch got the same race I offered for 8-ball.
You saw me
bet
nasty.
I
good.
And bet I clear. And Anton, as much as we go back and forth,
right.
You know I ain't
excuse
have
me,
that.
Excuse
you know
me, news break.
Bat Mouth Crew got me up because I done paid Punk out about 3-4 times. But you know I ain't have something when I come out this bitch.
All right, right.
Hey, show enough. Let me hold you up for a minute. Antoine, you said first race at Del Mar, first.
That is not
Fred's
what the
first.
Fuck I said. I said one of Fred's. That's what I said,
right,
one of Fred's.
Let's make it the first race.
I don't know his schedule. Show me his schedule.
So how the fuck you going? Come on, man.
I said one of his motherfucking races.
I'm putting my
phone
back.
That's what
on
I said, one of them. What the fuck you talking about? I said one of them. Text your buddy in there and find out his fucking schedule. Let me know. Simple.
I don't have nobody.
Fuck
so
out of here.
Text nobody.
Buddy,
when
shit.
You, get
you heard what the hell I said.
Talk. When you
don't
get
worry about
pressure,
me having oil pressure. Don't worry about me getting oil pressure. Get his fucking dates, and go ahead. You let me know. Just like I told y'all the other day on the phone. Fuck out of here.
Well, first of all, sir, hold up. First of all, I ain't talking for CJ. Second of all, I'm talking to you about my shit. You just said get a date, and I told you the first race that Fred got
get
in jail by.
Now I'm not listening.
You ain't going to be ready.
What date? What is the date?
So
nobody knows his fucking date.
Again.
Man, does he, what date is it then? Dumbass, what date is it? Give me a date.
It's in April.
Let me hear it.
April.
What April? April when?
It's the end of April.
April Fools.
Right.
So, I mean, unless somebody lying to me, that's the word. The end of April. So are you ready to go in April? Since you can't make
March. I don't know nothing. What is the date? Give me the complete date. April what? April Fools? April 1st, 2nd, 23rd? What date? Give me the full date.
It feel like
I'm not
having
to answer shit because
you like
to get out of lock-ins and shit. So what is the full date?
We can lock in right now. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to do it in April.
What is the date?
Fred,
I want everything to be concrete.
Call Fred.
All right. Have a race in March.
Don't have a race in March. He won't have oil pressure in March. So he can't race in March.
Interesting.
Antoine still on here?
Yeah, he's still on here.
Antoine.
Yo.
What you want to do with Buck?
Yo.
When?
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't say.
I'll figure out.
You sitting at, man, we and me and you already talked. So I don't even know why you even sitting on this damn on the damn conference call. Me and you already talked. You already know what it is.
We didn't get no data.
We didn't have to put no data in. I told you once. As soon as that bitch is testing you, you're the first motherfucker I'm tapping on. I've already told you this. Ain't no need to even talk about it.
Don't worry about it.
I tell you what. When the sun meets the goddamn fucking moon, that's when it happens. Don't keep asking motherfucking questions. I just done told your ass. I'm not ducking none of y'all duck ass motherfuckers.
Ass
I'm telling
shit, you. You ducking races. This ain't poetic justice.
Ain't nobody ducking shit, man. Y'all so fucking Dutch, man. What y'all talking about?
All that bullshit you talking about. Get some goddamn pistols before you start talking.
Don't worry about what I gotta get. Don't worry about it. But just make sure you cover everything that I throw at you. Make sure you cover
listen,
it all.
I done told you once before. Whatever you come up with, I can cover.
All right. And no, I want no dollars, $5 like you being a fucking haircut and the name fucking strippers and shit. Motherfucker, I want full bills. You heard the fuck I said. I want none of
you
that shit.
You only got full
if it's
bills.
A dollar.
I'm gonna tell somebody else
how the fuck you talking to?
Like
you know who the fuck you talking to?
All right.
Yep, you're right.
Ronald McDonald.
You're right.
Oh, hold on, you guys. Let me open up another mic. I see somebody hit me up. 516-1578. Your mic is open.
I give Buckwheat another race.
Huh?
Who's scrambling eggs?
Antoine and Mark.
Oh, listen to Ron. Buckley, you there?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Ron said... He said LeBron just texted me and said, Buck, we got the back tie with his Mustang, the prostitute, all glass, all steel.
Well, he can run my all glass, all steel car then. If he's all glass, all steel, I called him out. What happened to him? Where he at? Where he at? He said all glass, all steel. Where he at?
United.
Where he at? I called out all
glass. What's that noise? I got to find out who the hell that is.
What the fuck is that noise?
How you feeling like on Nitrous Turbo?
That's a
what?
Turn signal. That's a turn signal.
Yeah, somebody turn signal on.
Somebody riding,
what, for the
somebody
half
riding
mile?
A goddamn horse.
Cigarettes in the background.
Somebody riding a goddamn horse or something.
What field you in, Marcus?
I'm motherfucker riding a horse, man.
Right. What field are you in?
I'm in your field. Your moat, bitch.
Is you? You tiny as a motherfucker then, you sucker.
You got to kill some of these mics, Joe.
I'm trying to find it.
Hey, Zeus, are you coming?
Zeus, he said, how you coming?
Already told
you. Oh, he said he already, okay.
When, if you told me, I wouldn't be asking.
All steel, all glass. I just told you that. Stop suspension.
On 28.
Turn your mic up. Turn your mic up. What you
want to
do?
Are you coming on 28?
Whoever that was
on
757-100. Hold on,
check your phone.
Whoever that was the one that turned around.
Yeah, check your phone, Lamar, and then lock after that.
What the hell he doing with a 757 number?
I don't know. That's whoever was making that noise. It came from 757 number.
Yeah, I got a 757 number, but it won't me.
757-1006. That's who it was.
You come. Hey, you gonna be? You're a night just calling 28. We can lock in.
Man, I'm on. I'm all steel, all glass. So I'm gonna tell you. You want to lock or not? You talking all sense?
Yeah, I'm
going to
lock you in.
To.
If you all still on glass, oh, 28
you,
tonight, let's lock in.
When you want to lock it in? When though?
When you want. How? Friday or Saturday, you pick the date.
Tell me, what you want to do with the lock?
Yeah.
Okay. We lock it up a week before the race. 2-10.
That's fine. Like I said, only tip I got, stock suspension, all steel, all glass, and your nitrous car.
All
I don't
glass,
care about nothing else you
steel,
got.
All steel, all black. No Lexan nowhere. All steel, all glass. All of it.
Okay. And as long as you're on nitrous, you got a race.
Like I said, we're locked up right before the race. You said a week.
I'm not running no turbo car. I got a nitrous car. I'm running a nitrous car. So...
Check the text message.
You know, we wasting time. I ain't about to sit argue like we did all this shit. I ain't
time.
Doing that shit next year.
I'm going to be there. So I'm not wasting time. And I'm going to have that 10 on
Thank
my rack. I'm not wasting time.
I'm saying, though, if we wasting time, we're going to argue. You're not going to
argue. We're not going to argue. But listen what I'm saying.
Has it on the bed. What
else?
Let me call it.
You coming with any more cars besides that one?
No.
Okay. We got stock suspension Mustang we trying to take down on somebody else.
My only step is long you're on nitrous. I don't care.
Well, long as we got that, y'all do that in March. So let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Did you hey, can I put the worm on the hook yet, Fat Albert?
Nah, yeah, I put it. Yeah. The little ball hasn't bobbled yet, so he's not nibbling.
Oh, you got the bobble on it.
Yeah, I got a bobble on it.
Okay. It ain't going to the water.
Yeah.
Okay. So top fishing. You ain't bottom fishing.
Hey, what are you doing, Joe? I want to say something to everybody up here. I want to say something. Hey, Joe, fed out.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say this, man, to everybody that's up here. This is some sincere shit from my heart. We all trying to race and get a race going. I don't understand why people bullshit and not say what the car is or how the car sits. Why is that an issue? It's just like the DPs. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like it needs to be a standard. We're not class racers. We grudge racers. But why is it that people make it hard to come to terms? If you don't want to race somebody, just be quiet. Ain't nobody going to look
it's
down
money,
on you.
Money, mass, and mystery.
Yeah, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Why.
Like, why you just can't say, hey.
No, that's the answer to your question. It's money, mass, and mystery.
Hey, look, I got an answer to that real quick. Let me answer that question. I look at it like this. If a person's drawing another person and basically calling them out, tell them log in for such and such, such and such, that person says log in, shouldn't nothing else matter. Just like on the flip side, Duke got on there and said, any all glass, all steel, stop suspension. It should have been no more problem when somebody else said, okay, we got such and such. So that's where the problem come in at when it's a lot of back and forth. So that's just my point of view. I mean, I've been around this shit, so, I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right. I mean, but that's how I look at it. If I call somebody out, I don't give a fuck what they got. I want to race them. LeBron on the phone. Yeah, but with the confusion. LeBron, wait. LeBron on the phone, man. I'm talking about different races with different people. LeBron.
Yo.
Did I ask you anything about anything?
Who's this?
It's CJ.
Oh, no.
So I look at it like, and I went to him, so at the end of the day, it shouldn't be no back and forth. If somebody's going to race, they're going to race regardless. So, like you say, I mean, show them. You make a point, but you came at me, and I turned around and said, look, I'll race you. To me, it's like, damn, you don't give a fuck. You just want to race. That's when you threw a number out there. I'm like, damn, that's even better. So once it goes back to all glass, all steel, he came in and said, any all glass, all steel, stop suspicion.
All right, well, let me say something on that, CJ. I understand what you're saying, and that's true. But let me show you how we, you know, let's say, I'm just using you as an example. You got a small block, and I come at you. I know you got a small block, and I say, and you know I got a small block. And I say, CJ, run me, and we don't stiff no motor, no nothing. And then I go put a big block in my car. That's what guys are just covering up themselves.
Hey, Joe,
there's no harm
in
it.
It's that out. It's that out.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Guess what? If I'm going to talk to somebody about racing, guess what? If I don't stiff no motor, it doesn't matter. I mean, I haven't been like that for, man, this here. It's been always the too much bullshit about a small block, big block, stock block, aftermarket block, tall deck, short deck. That shit just plays out now, man. There's so much shit in the grudge game now that's played out. So where I come from the area is, you race. Okay, yeah, for granted, they be like, oh, nah, don't come in the willy box. I mean, I can say shit like that. But all that other shit, if I call you out, I don't give a fuck if you got prime example. Tricky Rick. He called two people out after all the controversy, back and forth. Guess what? Did he sip motors? Did he sip willy bars? Did he sip pads? Did he sip any of that shit?
Nope.
My point exactly. I mean, the case should be seen by Stevie Wonder race off. If you got a point where you want to race somebody, guess what? Just race them. Fuck what they coming with. If I say I'm going to race, if I call, fuck them a down ball. I say, well, fuck, flat out. I know how you shit. I take the heads up break from you with pressure. That's it. Who would you do?
I give you that every day and twice on Sunday. I give it to you every day and twice on Sunday. Yeah.
And that's flat out. My point exactly. Now, guess what? If I say let's lock that in, guess what? We're going to race. Ain't nobody saying nothing about no motors, no tires, no nothing.
Right.
So
hey,
that's
TJ.
How I look at it.
Hey, TJ, I understand that. And that's more so like the old structures. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, motherfuckers ain't going to go out there. I'm not going out there.
if I know you got a big block in your car without asking for something. I still race you because I feel like I can win. But I'm not just going to go out there heads up when I know you got a big block in your car or I know you got access to. Ain't no telling what people got access to. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is it's almost like there is no structure. So motherfuckers come on and be like, oh, I got an all-steel, all-glass car.
Hey, so
on 28.
You just asked your own question because let me say this. That's just like, okay, if I'm big block, if I'm a chassis car, I'm slow as shit. You still going to draw the motherfuckers. I just seen you draw plenty of people, and I know they out your class, and I see you drawing. And guess what? When it's time to lock in, you ready to lock in, or you ready to say, oh, it's got to be X, Y, and Z.
I mean
it's always going to be bullshit behind racing or grudge racing. It's always going to be bullshit. But if somebody basically telling you off the bus that basically they don't care or whatever it is, they just want to lock it in, guess what? It is what it is. Just lock the shit in if you feel like you can race.
But how often does that happen, though? How often does that happen, though?
And you're right, CJ, but that's just old school where you coming from. And I agree with you, but this time and day, ain't nobody doing that no more. Stiffs, what I
said
is before, stiffs is killing
grocery.
These goddamn stiffs.
Well,
that,
I ain't got nothing else
to
say today.
But that's what everybody wants. They want to make sure. They want to make sure everything is level. I guess I'm still trying to say that. Or guys are still trying to put guys in trick bags, but it's these stiffs. That's why a lot of guys are covering themselves now with these stiffs. It's like, and I hate to say it, it became more like class racing now because now it's sit like me, be like me.
They might as well go like the boys. Though. How can you turn around and run somebody big block chassis car to turn around and ask another motherfucker big block chassis car that they can't do X, Y, and Z? If that's the case, you might as well go like the boys up because they run any combos.
But the thing is, man, nobody want to go out there and just give away their hard-earned money. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like class racing where you can enter with $200, you know what I'm saying, qualify, and then go out first round and be like, fuck it, I enjoyed it. I had a good weekend. I'm out here racing, blah, blah, blah.
How can you save money-wise like that? You race somebody for $200. What's the difference? You racing somebody for $200. What's the difference, Hona? You see a lot of people out here racing for $200. No, what I'm saying
is,
a lot of people race for $200, $300. I'm just saying, a lot of people race for $200, $300, $400, $500. It don't matter. So you really can't say
right.
that because at the same time, guess what? They lost 300 just now. They're going to try to go back and run for the same thing or more. So that's still saying
yeah, but 300 is more affordable than 10,000 because he's saying he want to bet 10,000. And we don't know
okay,
what he's
and I look at it like this. That man said any all glass, all steel, stock suspension. And then somebody else came back with, oh, how about such and such? Well, guess what? The man said lost, so all the other stuff should have just went in place with lock-in.
Hey, but CJ, check this out, though. What did LeBron say? LeBron was saying Nike's right. Not, I ain't running no turbo car.
I understand that. But that's up to that person to say nitrous or whatever after they done already came about what they're saying. But I understand what you're saying. That's why I say it's a vice versa thing. So you can't
right.
always say that somebody is going to always throw bullshit in the game when it's always going to be bullshit no matter what, with somebody right or wrong. So no, that's where I'm kidding at.
I see what you're saying, CJ. I mean, it's no wrong in what you're saying. It's no wrong at all.
Everybody got a different way of racing.
Right,
everybody got a different way of locking in. Everybody got a different way of looking at it.
Right. That's what I wanted to
that's
say.
All
yeah,
I had to say. I'm back on mute.
But, I mean, I understand exactly what he's saying. I mean, but this time and day, grudge racing is a whole nother level than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, but 10 years ago, they ain't had a bullshit. Like, right now, it's almost like who got the keys to the gate and letting all these motherfuckers in that really don't know what it's about at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it's about the hustle and racing and having fun. But, I mean, I don't see the big deal with saying, hey, I got
a car is nicest? I mean, is it small block? Is it big block? Is it on a big tire? Is it on a small tire? 28? What? Why do you got to bullshit? You know what I'm saying? I understand the controversy and going back and forth. That's all part of the fun. But, I mean, why don't you just say that? Just say what it is. And then I'm going to tell you, if you tell me straight up from the gate, hey, I got a big block on 29 with motherfucking three guns on it. You ain't got to say three guns, but, I mean, I'm going to be like, nah, I ain't fucking with that. I don't care what it is.
Right.
That hell, eliminates
person,
so much other bullshit.
But, see, a person got to say a big block and have a 5.3 in it. You see what I'm saying? You got a 4.84, but he got a 5.3. But, see, Bilal, you said
exactly.
big block. Hey, you said big block. But, you know, guys just, I don't know, but.
So see, with all that being said, you can't compare back in the day to now.
No, you
all.
Cannot. No, at all.
Because
no.
Now it's a bunch of bullshit. Back in the day, you didn't have bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Guys just
that's
where
all this went around to the same thing. Back in the day, back then, it used to always be racing. Now it's a bunch of bullshit. So that's why, man. Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to give you a Kevin Hunt, where you at? Kevin. Kevin must have hung up. But,
yeah,
yeah,
no
just,
bullshit.
Just,
no bullshit, Fat Albert. It's almost to the point where it needs to be a structure in black and white of how this shit goes, because people are so full of bullshit, you know what I'm saying, instead of just saying, hey, Red Rock, or I can't live there, or, you know what I'm saying, this is what I got, and this is how I'm trying to race. Like you said, it's so similar to class racing nowadays. It's no one's going to look down on you for saying, hey, I got an all-steel glass small block nitrous car on 28. Why do you got to just say, and I'm not pointing nobody out, but why do you just got to say, hey, it's an all-steel glass car? That's Vegas.
Maybe
car. Like,
got
anything.
Look, I look at it like this. Maybe people got different combos. It don't matter. If you're going to run that car,
bro,
you're going to run that car.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. I know an all-steel, all-glass car right now that run 420s in my camp.
Man, we don't talk time.
I'm just saying, hey, I got an all-steel, glass car. Hey, matter of fact, Zeus, you still up here? Zeus. I don't know if he's up here or not, but hey, I got an all-steel, all-glass car, 28, that's willing to race. Do you want to lock in?
You just gave up the time. No, I'm good.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Minus if you know the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like we all, at the end of the day, we don't dislike each other. You know what I'm saying? It's not personal. This is what we love to do. So why do we got to go through so much bullshit, you know what I'm saying, to get a race going? That's how people end up. That's why I stopped fucking with certain people. Like, down here, I race local a lot, more so than I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say mainstream, like, far as the DMV knows and all of that. You might go on YouTube, because in the cut be at the races, and see, you know what I'm saying, me down here bitch-slapping people, and know really that my car ain't nothing to fuck with. But
right.
Certain people down here, they be ready to fight and all kind of other shit, you know what I'm saying? All behind the controversy of trying to get a race started. So that's where I'm going with it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to trying to get a race started, I feel like grudge racing as a whole, you know what I'm saying, in the whole state, East Coast, or however, Grug Inc., all that shit work, you know what I'm saying, we need to have some type of structure, because it's too vague, and people, you know what I'm saying, go through so much when it ain't got to be like that. I don't like bullshit. I quit a job. That I was making $120,000 a year with just a year ago because they had so much bullshit with them. I don't like bullshit. That's my personal opinion. But as a whole, I see grudge racing got so much bullshit with it. Like, why can't you just come out and say it? You know what I'm saying? It ain't like it's a fucking mystery. Once the car come out, everybody going to know what it is.
I'm on the cell, so I got to listen to the show on the cell now.
Well, look, can I have a name?
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, hold on.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing out there in Grudge Race Land?
All right, be quiet. Can I get the name of that company so I can put an application in? I want that $120,000.
Can I get the name?
Hey, Fat Al, that motherfucker's going to close in about a year and a half.
I
work at the power plant, man. Hey, look, that shit, that equipment and shit so old, man, the money ain't even worth the headache.
I
was at work more than I was at home.
Damn. Oh, Lord. But, what's going on, Fat Albert? Who is that? Hey, what's going on? I didn't even catch you. Butchie Woods. And I wonder where you was at. Oh, okay.
I've been listening, but Eclipse told y'all 2 years ago. I told y'all 2 years ago that All Steel, All Glass were going to fuck Grudge Racing up. I told y'all that.
Is
everybody
going to
be complaining?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to say All Glass, All Steel fucked it up, but because that's a good class. I love that. I mean, I love that All Glass, All Steel.
Yeah, it is a good class.
But, you know, everybody got certain, and like he just said, it should be a criteria to it because some people, they want glass window, front window, but some people say, no, Lexan windows is okay. And so it's just preference, I guess I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, or fiberglass hood and trunk. But some say, nope, I want you to have a steel. As long as you got steel roof, steel quarters, be good. So it's just preference. That's all it is. You know. Look how Sammy ran his shootout. Sammy didn't give a fuck. And they had 30-some cars in that shootout.
Okay.
He made his rules so simple. All he said was steel roof, steel quarter. That's it. And it had 30-some cars in it. Grudge Racing gonna get it. We just gotta. It is a lot of bullshit in it. It is a lot of bullshit in it. A lot of backing.
So, you gonna be ready?
Yeah, I'm gonna try my best.
Cliff not on, but you okay? Cliff not on. You can talk. Cliff, go ahead. Butchie.
I'm not worried about Cliff. I'm looking past Cliff.
Uh-oh.
I'm not gonna waste my time.
So you ain't gonna waste your time. Oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna get him though. I'm gonna Fat Albert. I'm gonna throw that worm out there. Make sure he don't get off the hook.
So what's the deal now? So who you looking at now, OG?
Man, listen. I ain't taking no prisoners. They got a small block like me. Small block like me. Fuck it. I'm gonna get her to paint. Fuck it. All they can do is win some money.
Okay.
Now see, that's the attitude a lot of people need to have right now. All you can win is some money.
That's it. They can't win me. I'm not gonna get personal. None of that. Let's get it on.
Right.
Fat Albert.
Hey, Fat Pride in the way. They don't want to take a loss.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
Oh, you can hear me now.
Yeah, I kept calling you. I wanted you to make a point earlier. But, yeah, go ahead, Kevin. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, because Antoine had to get me back in. Joe cut.
Because back in the day when you
he got old and his tongue or whatever hit the side of the daggum button and clicked him off. He knows.
Listen, no, what I was calling Kevin for, because the way Kevin ran back in the day, and I remember he just say, hey, you want to run? Let's lock in. That's why I was calling Kevin. Because I remember how he just locked in. He didn't ask all that bullshit. He was like, I want that car. Boom. He locked him in and ran. They want a lot of, that's why I was calling you, Kevin. You know, you got to tell them guys how you used to do it back in the day. So that's why I was calling you.
No, I tell the truth, Fat Al, but you know you were there trying to grease him up and trying to slide on him. Cut it out.
Joe, we're going to have a talk after the show.
Hey, Joe.
I believe you, Joe. I believe that's what he was trying to do, too.
No, Kevin. Because some cars, Kevin shouldn't have ran, but he ran them anyway.
Okay.
Trying to make a point. He ran cars he shouldn't have ran, but he didn't give a fuck. He said, fuck it, I'm going to try you. So, you know.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
My offer still stands, man. I want to get somebody from the north of race.
Uh-oh.
I want you to pass the word. I want you to pass the word. Alicia Keys, they show up. If Jazeera bring Alicia Keys, he got 1-1 Friday night. And another call out I want to make is
Hold on. You said Jazeera got 1-1? Who on here that can get hold of Jazeera right now?
I ain't got his number. I'm about to get Jazeera. Get him on the phone.
Hold on, Joe.
Hold on.
Jazeera, hear that. I know he'll lock you in. No questions asked.
And you're going to get him 1-1? You're going to do it. You're going to try it.
Yo.
He's real sweet. He's real sweet.
Yeah. Say what?
What you say? He's real sweet?
He real sweet, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Spread out.
Oh, Lord. Spread out. Good God Almighty. Yeah.
Hey, look, back to what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I let people know how my car sit. I built my car to be competitive in stock block
right.
racing. I don't give a fuck if you got
right.
a big block or a small block.
Right.
Nitrous, turbos, all that shit. Because I got tired of getting beat by turbos. So I went back to the drawing board. I built my car for stock block racing. Not just
right.
nitrous. Because I enter a shootout at stock block, turbos get in there and they fuck me up. So I don't give a fuck as long as you stock block. That's my main
hey.
Shit. But
hey.
I race anybody that I feel I can beat.
Okay. I know. All right, we go. Hey, Jazeera, hold on. I got to get this straight. Jazeera.
What's up?
Somebody on this show said if you bring Alicia Keys, you got the 1-1. I'm back on mute. Jazeera, get his ass.
Who said that? The motherfucking king said that.
Uh-oh.
Who was that? You want that ride or you scared?
He said, who is it?
Who is that?
Know who he's talking to.
This show no homes. You want that ride or you scared?
Oh, man, I'm going to hang up this phone, man.
All you got to do is say you scared, man.
Hey, show enough. Hey, Shona.
Yo.
My man, don't get no bugs on the phone and talk to me, man. I don't want to talk to no bugs. Now, look. I got a small block on motor.
Hey, look.
And I'll fuck
hey,
you up,
Josh.
Head up.
You said what?
I come with a small block on motor on 28, and I will fuck you up, head up.
Lock that shit in right now. Lock that in right
oh,
now.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, 1-10. 1-10. We're going to do it in North versus South.
Oh, I got 5 kids and a $2,500 a month mortgage. I can't do the 1-10. I must be 1-10.
My bad.
I'm being honest with you, bro.
I got too much rent and too much shit to do, man. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, I'm in the same boat. I can't do 1-10. But I tell you what.
I'll tell you what I do.
You come small block on motor on 28, I fuck you up Friday night for 1-1500.
No, I'm not going down there for $1,500.
Man, you coming down there anyway? Stop bullshitting. You always
down here. My bad. Let me rephrase. I'm not bringing the car down there for $1,500.
All right, what car are you talking about?
I
can make a call.
Hold on, wait now.
I got resources. You know what I'm saying? I'm very connected. I can make it happen, but I just don't like, you know what I'm saying? Even if I was a millionaire, I told Scott Milner this shit years ago. If I was a millionaire and I can afford a fucking 1,000 cubic inch tap mission motor, he's still building my motor because, you know what I'm saying? It's just certain shit I don't do. But what's reasonable? What's going to bring you down here?
Hey,
you talking about a motor? I'm going to fuck you up.
Hey, look, I understand. But look.
No. Don't understand.
Keys,
I need you to do this shit to motherfucker.
Wait. You don't want
to
take 1-1 with Alicia Keys against?
No, 1-1 not going to do it. 1-1 not going to do it.
1-1 you going to do it?
Oh, okay. Hey, Jonathan, how much would it take?
Hold on. Jonathan, he said, how much would it take to get you to bring the car? He said, how about that?
I mean, with Alicia Keys, I'll freak off. Ain't no, at least $2,000. But you got to make the spot right, though. You got to make the spot right. You got fiberglass
on,
and you got a bigger motor than me. I got 302.
Bro.
Well, he told me he's still looking for some. He's looking for somebody that got something that from up north that want to run him. He want to do something with somebody from up north.
Yeah, Brain Little Man.
You know what?
Hold on.
Nah, you ain't all steel, all glass. I forgot, though. We can't do that.
Yeah, but hold up, though. I'm not all steel, all glass. But I got the stock frame rails, and I got the stock mini tubs, and it ain't no mini tub. I got the stock tub, stock location suspension, the bitch and stock block. I'll let you look at the whole car. Matter of fact, you didn't see the whole car. Mark looked at the whole car at the last North First South.
The only way I'll run you with a little man car is if me and you drive.
I ain't going to be ready to drive by March.
You ain't never drove your car. I ain't never drove a little man car.
Bro, but the thing is, I'm playing with power. So I ain't fucking with that.
And what you think I'm playing with?
I mean, but you drive, though.
I don't drive.
I'm going to drive the car this year, but I'm just not doing it
anymore. You drive. You got one in one. Now.
With what car?
With your car.
Who?
With your car and little man car. I will drive and give you one in one.
How little man sit?
Just like you, other than all steel, all glass.
Motherfucker, lock that in. I got that rent to check this week to go test. Lock that in.
Yeah, I drive, you drive.
Listen,
you drive your car, same thing, same car we all know. Little man car, same one we all know. Long as I'm going to put up a deposit, but if he sell the car, just give me a chance to pay half the deposit. That's it. Long as it's not.
Bro, we better than that. You ain't got to do all that. We'll put the DP up like 2 weeks before, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be nothing crazy. And if he sell the car, you know what I'm saying, that the car's sold. I don't want your money. I ain't broke. You know what I'm saying?
No. No problem. I just like to be fair. You know what I mean? I'm a gentleman by my. You drive your car with your stock block, small block Ford, on gas, same car we know. I'm going to come with little man car, all steel, all glass, except the hood and maybe the trunk. And he got a small block for it on gas.
That's a bet. That's a bet. I do that.
How much are we throwing?
And I get one and one. I get one and one, right?
You get one and one long as you drive your car. Yes.
Bet that.
Hey. Oh boy.
How much are we running for? What on what?
Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all motherfuckers rich. I ain't rich, goddamn it. What's reasonable for y'all to bring the car and us to get it on?
$500 deposit. $500 deposit for $2,000 or better. That's all.
Hey, look, let me tell you like this, y'all. I told Joe. I said I got two races locked, and just because I fought with the North, you know what I'm saying? I was up there with EP like 2 months ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't saying.
I fought with the North, so I want to give y'all a race. I don't want nobody to come down from the North and not get no race. So I'm going to give y'all a race, and you know what I'm saying? That was my whole point for them even calling you. Because I know you're going to give me a race.
Hey, Stone Up, you know you good with me, but you getting into all that. I'm trying to tell if we got a lock or not.
Five on 2,000 or better. Stone Up get the one and one. He drive his car.
Stone Up come with his stock block. He must drive.
The one that everybody knows. Oh.
Yep.
And you got the one and one.
And I'm coming with little man car. Same one we know, the one that just contained it.
It's small block. It's small block. Not even on motor.
Small block Ford on gas.
All right, give me a minute. I want to make sure I can cover the plot. You know what I'm saying? Usually I lock in with I cover it for myself.
Y'all call me back when y'all got somebody serious. I'll holler at y'all later.
Hey, hold up. Hold up, you weak motherfucker. Hold up. Hey, Jack.
He hung up.
Hold up, you weak motherfucker.
He hung up.
Hold on.
Oh, man, he's full of bullshit. Hold up, wait. We're going to call him back. Hold up. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'm about to call my other phone right now.
Boy, y'all is something.
He give me one and one. Hey, look. Hey, fat out. He give me one and one. I'm going to fuck him up because I'm going to the track next week.
Good God almighty.
Hey, oh. You sleep? Man, look, cartoon right now, motherfucker. We about to get rich. Cartoon. We about to fuck these motherfuckers from up north. Cartoon right now.
Red, damn.
Man, mute his mic.
Where my man Zeus at? Where's Zeus go? I need Zeus back over here.
Zeus right here.
you see the controversy you stirred up today?
I didn't stir up shit. I didn't stir up nothing. I'm trying to race. Hey, Ward, make sure you pass me over that application when you get it.
I give you one and one.
Don't forget the application.
Oh, hell no.
Luke, you say you bringing buckwheat?
Who talking?
Sound like LaRaw.
Who talking?
Fat Albert just told you.
No, I asked you who you was. Now, you can't say that, man. I'm asking you who you were. Who this? Is this LaRaw?
Are you bringing buckwheat?
I gave you a race, LaRaw, didn't I?
Okay, that's one. I'm looking for another one. I'm asking the question.
Who is going to be there?
I don't know yet. I might and I might not. I don't know yet. What car are you going to get?
If you do, you got one. You got one and one.
What kind of car?
The same. My same car is a Mustang.
Okay. Now, listen. You got the same car, too. Listen. I'm going to let you leave and give you the clear with our Mustang stock suspension. About that.
Still all glass.
You got to break in the clear.
All steel. Give me all three. You got it for 10.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't say nothing about all steel. I said it's
well, that's what I want. That's what I want.
Okay.
That's what I all want.
Right. You're right, 128. I'm giving you that with my smile.
128. And you give me the break in the clear.
I'm going to give you the break in the clear.
With the Camaro?
No. Take that thing out your mouth real quick. You're getting yourself in.
Man, that's what you just said. You said, with my Camaro, I'm going to give you the break in the clear.
No, I didn't see that.
You ask somebody about one car, that you talk about five other cars. All they had to do was say yes or no, and that was it.
That's that last. Antoine, cut it out, Antoine. I hear you in the background.
No, that was me. That was me.
Oh.
That was
me.
This man is so all over the place with these cars. You don't know what car he's talking about.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I asked about one car. You talk about five other cars in a camp. I ain't next, but I'm just trying to find another race. You talk about five other fucking cars.
I was trying to give you another.
It's a mayhem.
I just told you.
Yes.
How you doing
about
there,
some
sir?
Ghost shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm doing all right. How
are
you
talking
doing?
About some ghost
shit.
I don't know your car.
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, I thought you was about to say something.
Nah, just saying hello. Just saying hello.
Okay.
That's all you know.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just gonna make a little noise this year, just a little bit.
Hey Butcher, when you call
him, Fat Albert,
up quick. He
Fat
rose
Albert.
Up quick, didn't he? Yeah.
Fat
yeah.
Albert, I'm gonna bring me across to Goliath.
I'm gonna bring a what?
I'm gonna bring me a big cross to Goliath.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna put your champion on that damn cross. I'm gonna nail his ass to the cross.
If I get a hold of Cliff Carr, he's going to fuck all y'all up.
Only one,
you can't
only
get a hold of your own
car,
so I ain't going to get a hold of Cliff Carr.
Only person going to be fucked up in that situation is you.
Hey, the first person we going out is Mayhem. Watch this. I'm going to bring that car to me. I'll put something in it that we'll fuck these motherfuckers up. I'm tired of this shit.
Where your car at?
My eyes will be out there. That's what you want.
Oh, okay.
That's what you want. No. You asked where's that?
I'm getting ready to tell you. You asked me
okay.
What I want. I'm getting ready to tell you. I take the break
okay.
And the clear from that killer you got.
The break and the clear? I don't get nobody to break. But you got the one and one.
Nah, that ain't going to work.
I tell you what, you got
damn.
The break and the clear. You odd the money.
I ain't odd nothing.
Damn. God damn, I can't get shit. You want everything that I can get.
Damn, Fat Albert, you all right? You
damn.
All right, Fat Albert?
Yeah, I'm all right. I ain't had my coffee yet.
Damn.
I'm
you going to get that man the one and one.
I'm sick of.
What? No, let me shut up. I ain't going to stop talking my part.
Hey, look, Jane, I'm sick of you, Jane. I'm sick of you.
I'm listening.
But no, but I was gonna say next. I'm gonna take some calls, sir. I'll be better. I'm sorry.
Yo, Fat Albert.
Yo,
Joe.
Fat Albert, man, go to sleep, Fat Albert. Go to sleep.
Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
You call that weak motherfucker right now and tell him lock in.
Uh-oh. Somebody say get Jarzeal back. Jarzeal.
2000.
Get back.
Tell that motherfucker lock in right now.
All right, hold on.
Oh, boy. God damn. Showing up to make a phone call and come back and said lock that weak motherfucker.
Hey, Fat Albert, man, you know I don't be on no bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? I stay quiet when I need to stay quiet.
Uh-oh.
That motherfucker can't beat me head up. He think he going to beat me with the one and one. If I drive, I'm about to rent the track next week. And then I'm going to rent it again the week before the race.
Damn. But damn, you don't spend more than $2,000, then what you going to win? I mean, I'm back on
you. Hey, look, man. It's for the love of the sport, man. I've been around this shit and doing this shit since
Hello?
I was 9 years
hey,
old.
Hey,
since I was 9 years
okay.
old. I'm 30
I got
Jazeel
on here.
Hello?
I got Jazeel. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Jazeel. You said 5-on-2?
Yeah, 5-on-2,000.
All right, bet that. I got it.
And we're going to put it on.
We'll put the DP up 2 weeks before the race. And, small block nitrous, 20 inches apiece. I get the one and one. Me driving,
no, no,
you
no,
driving.
No. Hold on.
That's what you said.
You driving, I'm
That's
driving.
What you, said.
You got a stock block. You got a stock block. Small block
yes.
Ford. On
yes.
gas, your car that we all know. And I'm coming with a small block Ford and little man car on gas.
Yeah, on 28.
Yeah.
Bet.
I drive. All right,
so
yep.
Both of y'all got to drive.
Yep.
And I get the one and one. Track rules.
Get the one and one.
Track rules.
Yeah. Yeah, get the one and one.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute. Saturday at what time? Y'all want to do it Saturday or Friday night?
No, we're going to do it Saturday. We're going to do it Saturday.
Okay. We're
going to do Saturday, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? Show up. You got a race at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, don't it?
Yeah.
All right, we can do it.
Hey, look. All right, yeah, that worked. Bet.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Bet.
We'll lock in. We'll lock in 2 weeks before.
2 weeks before the race.
Yeah, we lock in. We lock in on the 15th. My money must be up by the 15th of March.
That's a bet.
All right, bet.
15th is on
a
Tuesday.
Right.
That's what we'll do.
We'll
do it that Tuesday show.
Now, if somebody back out from the lock-in, do they owe anybody $100 or what y'all doing?
You got to pay half.
Got to pay half of the money
okay.
if you don't lock in.
If you don't put up the 500, you lose 250.
Okay.
Jonah,
all right.
You
I'm
good with that.
Enough for you, Jonah?
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
all
right, Jonah, my. That's a lot.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right, Jazzy.
All right, later, y'all.
Send me a picture of your car, Jonah.
Don't.
Like, send me a picture of the car, Jazzy.
Jonah. Showing up the locker three races tonight. Good gracious.
Oh,
hey,
oh, hold on one second,
I
you guys. I got another mic open. 845-0695. Your mic is open. 845-0695. Your mic's open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? You killed me and I was just listening.
Yeah, with the one button. That's why I just clicked it in. All right.
Mm.
No problem. Okay.
I'm listening. I'm on mute.
Okay, you got it.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
LeBron still on here?
Yeah, I guess he. Oh, he sent me a picture of his car, dude. Let me send it to you. Hold on. I guess this is a picture of his car. I guess this is it. He said this is my car, so let me send it to you.
Yeah, Fat Albert, that's it. Yeah, send that to Zeus.
Kevin, your mic is over.
Yeah, and it wasn't
you
my
was on
tongue
there all the time?
Either. No, I was off. Antoine called me, but it fell off. I listened to the show, and I said, let me get off the queue and get back on it, and it came back in. So go ahead.
Well, you must have had to be on it still.
No, I was listening to the show, but when you started punching buttons and everything like that, you were looking for some
noise,
and I heard
you
click me off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, now I understand what you're saying.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, my tongue didn't have nothing to do with it. That crack you said.
My bad.
Cut out. Yeah. I'm going to call you guys.
Kevin Hunt.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's what he sent me. I ain't got my glasses.
Oh.
I can't hardly see. He sent
What's
me
up,
a picture, and I just sent the dude.
No,
going
no,
on, man.
I said, Fat Albert,
hold on,
what kind of car do you have?
Somebody asking Fat Albert about something. We got to listen to this.
Oh, Camaro, 68 and 84.
Oh, okay.
LeBron, this the car you want to race me with?
Yeah, it look like that. Not identical. But yeah,
no.
Like, yeah, that's
not that it look like. It's just the car. This is the car. I got a car look like
yeah,
that, too. It's just the car that you want to race me with.
Yeah,
this
right
car
there.
Right here in this picture, right here.
Uh-huh.
You hear that, Fat Albert?
Yeah, I'm about to pull it over so I can put my glass on it and look at it. What the hell?
Well, put the glasses on, and then I'll take the one-and-one off the trailer Friday, Buck Week, 2-on-10. That same car right there in that picture.
It's painted, though. But, yeah, that's
huh?
it, though.
Long
my car is
painted.
Yeah, you want me to
well, why you
want me to
picture the car painted? Then? Why you didn't show the update picture?
Because I didn't drop that. That's why.
Because you what?
I didn't post that. That's
what?
That's the way the car looks.
No, show me the picture. Show me the picture of the car right now, the way the car is sitting now.
Mm-mm.
No, okay. Well, I don't know about
man, that's the car right there. That's the way it looked when I first
yeah,
bought it.
Okay. Right. You're right.
Ah, yeah. Man, I just
but I will get Buck when you're 1-1.
So would you show that picture of the car? Just coming to the track?
Oh, my God. I can show you a picture now, and then I may change the wheels or something. You may bitch about that. You're the biggest crybaby in racing. So I'm just trying to see if you want to race or not.
Show that roll.
I'm going back on
you.
This is what the question that you asked is going on right here, right now.
I'll race the same thing.
Who's that?
What they were talking about, the bullshit and grudge racing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's always some bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, Antoine, where you at?
I'm about to go to fuck sleep.
You about to go to sleep? You got everything in drag racing.
I said, ever, you know I'm not coming. Stop the bullshit.
Whoa, what? You can pick whatever one, either one, Stone Cold or Sugar Gator, whatever one you want.
Neither one. Then let this motherfucking rock. Let motherfucking rock.
I tell you what, okay, I got a better deal. You can take off Friday, and I won't take off until Thursday. Lock.
Hey, but I'll run you my little freight liner at UPS versus your KW.
Hell fucking no. KW slow as a motherfucker.
Well, showing up and got three races locked in tonight.
Yeah. Let me see here.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Fed Alva.
Yo.
Hey, Fed Alva. I got data now, so it ain't going to be the same shit as last year at North First South. Last year at North First South, I had an issue with my motor 2 weeks
right.
before the fucking race. 2 weeks before the race, so I had to take my motor all the way back to Georgia to get it redone. And, you know what I'm saying, I fucked around and fucked up, and I had to pay punk out. You know what I'm saying? My money good. I paid my punk out. The money, the races was locked. But this year, I'm ready. I ain't gonna touch that motherfucker. I'm ready.
Okay.
I see you ain't playing. I locked in three races tonight. Good gracious. I hope you get all three of them all. Win or lose. I want you to go out there and have fun, enjoy yourself.
I got
Avon too. Antoine, why you laughing, Antoine? Why you laughing at me?
Hey, spread out, because he ain't going to bust a Drake when it come to me. He ain't going to bust a Drake.
I'm not even talking about you, but yeah, so that ain't nothing else, man. I definitely owe you. I definitely owe you one. You got that.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I just got the best fucking
hey,
message, man. God
he,
damn.
He seen the same car I showed you.
Man, hey, LaRon, I just put my glasses on. What the hell did you just send me?
I had to change my glasses three times. I had to change three different glasses to make sure I see the same right thing.
Damn.
That's why I've been laughing. Oh, shit.
Hey, he didn't say the car now. He just said send him a picture of the car. That's how I look when I first bought it.
Okay.
That is true.
I'm back on mute. Good God almighty.
Hey, Fat Albert,
yeah.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, he just said he's coming all steel, all glass, stock suspension. The man just sent him a picture of a motherfucking car, so what's the fucking hold up?
Antoine, you know Zeus going to get on your ass if he hears you talk.
I don't give a damn, but I just pulled a hip on him, that's all. Oh, man.
Hey, that's why he's scared. He's scared of that TB.
Oh, Lord. I thought I had Fred number. I'm gonna get them dates, man, so we get that first date of his first event.
Hey, Fat Albert, can you tune this one for me too?
Can I do what?
Tune this one for me too.
Wait a minute. Somebody got background on. Say that again.
Can you tune this car for me, too?
Oh, like I tuned the last one. Oh, man, you know, I'd give you a goddamn go down the track tune-up. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Remember, Mark already told us our motor I got. So if you could tune that one, we good.
Hey, that's what we missing today. Where old Young Stang at tonight?
Man, he's mad because he's not spending his kind of money.
Somewhere
snitching.
You're
right. Right.
What you say? Somewhere what?
Snitching.
Y'all are terrible, man. Y'all is terrible.
Oh, man.
Y'all is terrible on this show. I know I'm going on mute now. Boy, y'all is terrible on this show.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, how did Mark feel last week when he found out that that was my Mustang? How did he feel when he found that shit out?
A big dummy.
Yeah.
Everything he meant he for everybody, man.
He still ain't locked in, though.
Oh, boy.
You said Mark wouldn't lock you in?
No. Follow up, James. Follow up. Follow up, James.
I think he's lying. I think he's lying.
Follow up, James.
What? And James, call my bluff, and I offered him a spot.
You offered
him a spot?
Joe, matter of fact, Joe, replay last week's show. Replay last week's show for James so he can hear me.
Call him up, James.
I guarantee you're gonna take a BC powder after listening.
Hey, Rob outside. I thought he'd be the came on.
Look at Joe starting shit, talking about call him up.
I'm glad you realize Joe started a lot of shit.
Call
y'all just
up,
gonna James. Catch up on it. And then
he's
gonna try to
talk
about it. It was Albert that started it.
I
always
wanna
put it on me.
No, I ain't gonna say that. I just wanna hear it.
What
he gotta say. Oh, man.
Yeah, you gotta wait. He might be doing a
raffle
right now.
I think out of all the
rappers,
Bam Bam.
Oh, shit.
Show. Oh, it's the raffle today. Is he doing that waffle?
He might be doing a waffle.
Hold on. I'll get ready to put him on. Give me a second.
I want to see is showing up in Bam Bam. I think that's going to be a good one. I think that's going to be a good race.
Man, he going to pay Punk up.
He going to pay Punk. The man just said he raced him, man. He ain't paying.
Man, listen.
You heard what he just said.
If I'm paying Park out, lock in ODB. You got 1-1, bitch. What you gonna do? Ain't nothing wrong with paying Park out, is it?
Man, to the same squad in every single card, that's Hello? The only thing. That's what I'm saying. He'll pay it to every card.
Hey.
Antoine,
he said you got the 1-1. I don't got no problem paying Park out. Punk out is for if things happen, you know what I'm saying, you don't waste nobody's time. That's part of the grudge game. Punk out is good. I'm glad whoever invented that shit invented it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anton, I went testing the night before I was supposed to race you. If I didn't go testing, I would have fucked you up because you got fucked up. That red versus pants would have fucked you up.
Oh, man, listen. Listen, I'm not going to say on air what it is, but I can show you the time ticket and prove what I got to say.
Fuck all right, hey, look, I got one better for you. Hey, ho. I got one better for you. Send Fat Albert with that time ticket. I'm going to send Fat Albert with a time ticket, and whoever got the fastest time ticket got to pay $500. Right now.
Hey,
I got Mark on here. Man, look.
Here we go.
Fuck all
here
that.
Here we go.
What?
Man, shut up. Sit back. Show up. Drink your tea. Watch this.
Y'all saying?
Yo. Hey, y'all told me to call him. Now what?
Hey, girl, you ready to lock in for March or you still in the bush?
Hello?
Yeah, LaRon talking to you.
That's
LaRon.
That's LaRon. What's up? What happened?
You want to log in for March or you still under the bushes?
Am I ready to what?
Are you ready to lock in for March?
Still under the bushes.
He said, are you still under the bushes? You want to lock in for March? That's what he said. For one, see, this is how it is. And Fat Albert,
I was on earlier, then it cut off. So all that bullshit that
might have ran out of minutes.
Marcus was up there talking, saying missing with that shit. How the fuck they wasn't raped before? Now they were trying to lock in with Shonuff. With the
No, Mark. We're not even talking about you.
I know, but I'm calling to say they all up there talking about 1,000. They talking about
hey,
the cars
hey,
over here. And on the show all last week about.
Man, you said you don't run for 5 on 15 or 3 on 1,000. So what is it there to talk about? You're talking dumb.
Man,
you said you don't run for I type of money. So what is the point of even talking about it?
You came up here and you got fucking
got quiet on what?
Hey, Antoine, don't answer. Hey, Antoine, don't answer.
Anyway,
him
like I said, LeBron, what you coming with? You going to say that?
My thing.
And you go around and talk about, don't say what you got. You get charged for everything. So if you won't spit what you got the kitchen sink.
Mark.
I don't have the kitchen sink, so I'm not going to allow you to lock to the kitchen sink. And I got what I got. You sit like me, I'll bust your ass. Driving for Nate now,
I sit like you. I'm a big block on Nitro. And a Mustang.
Okay, that's not like me. So
I am a Mustang.
Unless you're going to act right, unless you're going to make it right, no, I'm not ready.
I am making it right. I'm all still on glass. You're not.
I'm still in glass, though.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I'm all still on glass. Dr. Central 28.
Hey, you know what you told? Hey, I remember a certain guy named LaRon. When they didn't have 1958, you took me a picture on my phone of something recent, saying they got a lot of it in stock. So let me give you the same thing. Call Joe next and order it.
I don't need to call nobody. We both got nitrous and a Mustang. Me and you. You got the back tire.
You understand the deal? I'm not the back tire. You got the back tire. Make sure everybody's your face. Until somebody's still holding his ass with the right big block or the right turbo or the right nitrous, he's going to stop something like that.
You want the back tire?
Nope.
You want 1-1?
Nope.
Hey, James.
Let me start the motherfucking race.
Hey, James, my point proven. Hang up on your hero.
I want to start the race. You got a big block. What kind of big block you got?
We're going to start the race. We're going to start the race. You already said what kind of big block I got. You said I ain't got no friends.
All right. So if you have to agree, well, if you saying that's what you got, I got nothing.
You said that's what I got. I'm going to say, that's what I got.
I need to start the race.
We're going to start at the same time. We're going to start the turnout box.
Yeah, we both going to turn them balls on together. You can't lose the lot, though. Then you, it's all from there. Let me light
up. Hey, James, hang up on your hero. He's begging.
He ain't my hero.
I opened him 1-1.
Okay,
Hey, Mark, you have a good night, sir.
I'm having a great night, sir.
Alright, well, hang up the phone, you shaky motherfucker.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, guys, can I ask you a question? You driving
nope.
Nate for Nate now, right? So that means you can speak on the car, so you driving.
Listen, I'm speaking for my shit right now.
Okay, well, you
I'm
driving
speaking
for me, right?
Guess what? If you ain't talking about me right now, today, there's nothing else to talk about.
I lock you in today.
Y'all was doing all that background talking. I'm talking for me right now. So guess what?
Okay. That's good. Well, I'm just saying we can have it. All right. Well, I got your boy locked in.
Listen, they ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm talking about me. Lock me in.
I'm
I don't care about Tom, Dick, or Harry.
With the cousins and them bad mouth bitches, don't get their ass cracked if they go.
Well, let me be the first one. Take me first. You got one.
Hey, Mark,
when is the raffle, Mark?
Hey, Mark, when is the waffle? When is the waffle?
In 2032.
It's up now. It's day by day until it fills. Like, it's one up now. I'm on the highway, so I can't do it right now. So that's why it ain't no new one up now.
I This is for the Nova. Who won this? This ain't for the Nova.
Yeah, for the Nova, it's still pending. Like I do the small game to help the main fill. It's like it's
okay.
Less than 100 spots available.
Okay.
So once the spots keep filling up with the mini games, the mini is $10. So once the $10 spots fill up, it can add more people in the main part.
Okay.
So.
When you do call my number, you're
going to
call me, right?
Yeah, I get the computer call. I don't want to control that. Good luck, though.
I'm
not talking to you, man. You ain't calling spade today. You was fucking with some dumbass lot lizard and you got side.
Wait a minute. I can't step in between y'all two. That's between y'all two.
No, that ain't me. You're supposed to speak with 100. We're like, as racist, 1,000. They've been up here bitching and hollering how they don't come out in March. But all of a sudden, Joe Nub come on here, and they lock it in to have people go there. But I said the same thing, and they talking about they went to the media. You supposed to
Fat
call
Albert.
Them on that bullshit.
Fat Albert. What did I tell him the other day, other Tuesday? Didn't I tell him Sweet Low is the one that don't come out? I told him this last weekend. 90% of the – Let me finish.
Showing up home with the break clause 1 hour.
Okay, and we ran. Look what the
but, for Mark,
you
for Mark, when he stood that,
he did call out Bam Bam, Antoine, too. Listen,
I'm going with you. He did, but he won't run for the pot that we run for. So what's the point of entertaining him?
It's
no
point.
It's no point. We done talked about this on the back line. Me, you, and him on Fat Iron. We
Bam,
told him to
stay.
You
said the car don't come, and I just might lock you in for that 5-on-2 like I did with you. But just because I wouldn't come in, but if y'all had that shit at the track, I'm going to applaud you with that race.
Didn't I just say 5-on-15? Motherfucker, you said 5-on-2.
No.
You fuck that other 500.
Wait a minute. You up here hipping and hollering, but you want to be 5-on-15. But when you sit down here, you up here, motherfucker, do you know who you're coming to? Motherfucker, even when you're coming to, you
already
Listen,
whatever I say for my shit, that's my shit. I'm not saying for Bam.
You contradict this like every fucking time. You just said that shit to Zeus less than an hour ago. I was on a fucking listen. And Zeus said, I'll do whatever you want to do for the money and the problem. You said, motherfucker, you said anything to me? Don't come talk.
Hold on.
You said you want the bill for? Motherfucker, bet the bill for.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He got you, Antoine. I'm trying to listen.
He's going in and out, so I can't hear him. What did you say?
Oh, now you don't fucking know what the fuck.
No,
you're going
in and out.
You're going in and out. I can't hear you.
Brother, can you hear me now? Put the clock.
You're going in and
down.
Out. Say it.
Listen.
I ain't got shit. I'm listening.
Goof came on here and was saying about how much y'all are paid. And you said, don't send me the clearance. I want it all. Bet the billfold. And Blue said, yeah, man, you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know who you're talking to. Obviously, he don't know who you're talking to because his cheap ass ain't talking no fucking money.
Okay,
you
I was speaking on my truck.
Hold on.
You're not listening. You're not listening to what I'm saying. The car that he's talking about locking in is Bam Bam. Bam Bam was really trying to lock the car in for 301. But we accommodate for 5-on-15. I'm talking to Zeus talking about ODB. I wasn't talking to him about Bam Bam. It's two different cars,
listen,
two different amounts.
You talking for a car.
Point being, you said the pot can run up from there.
No, man, sir, listen, it don't fucking matter. March, listen.
Now you got to bring
me. Man, who y'all talking to?
Man, it don't fucking matter what we're going to run for. Watch this. Hold on. I got it. So what's the difference, CJ, when I try to lock your ass in that MIR for $300,000, you told me your car don't come out for no difference for 5-on-15. So what's the fucking difference? I spoke
the
on my truck. Tricky Ricky. Nah, shut the fuck up. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Shut up.
The difference was what, 8-9 days ahead of time or some shit? Hey, look, first of all, you talking out of sideways. Remember, I had to buy a fucking intake. That's what I had to do.
I don't know what you had to do with your shit. I don't know. I don't know what you had to do.
Well, guess what? Go back. Go back and play the show over.
Okay, hold on.
Now, hold on. I don't have no dog in the fight, but I'm with Mark. You do say you can lock all these cars in.
I'm a PD already.
Mark was like, hold up. I'm a
PD already. Will Bam wait for that 5-15 after I race, after my last race?
He probably won't. Didn't they really tell you there wasn't interest? Hold up, listen. Would you listen? Didn't they tell you there wasn't interest in racing you? They just told you this last week.
You know why? Because y'all are bitches.
We bitches. First of all, hold on. Let's get it straight. So you mad because at first it started off, you wanted to run me for 5-125. We said no. You kept coming out with all this yada, yada, yada. We said no. Fuck it. We got tired of it. When we tried to lock you in with two different cars, you said no. LaRon tried to lock you in. You said it doesn't.
I wanted me to bring the Bradley car.
Well, it doesn't matter, Mark. That's the point we're telling
it
you.
It do matter.
We said no. Listen. If Mark, listen.
The logic
if Mark, like, they
I wanted
said,
to go out there and cut y'all ass. I'm cool about you, dude. But I said, you know what? Let me just fuck up my investment, and let me just let that shit go. So, no, I didn't go.
Okay. You talking about the Malibu? You talking about the Malibu, right?
That's the only thing y'all tried to lock me in with. Only thing. And only thing y'all will try to lock me in with is LaRon coming with a mysterious dick block. Y'all won't come in with all shit. Try to or whatever and try to touch it. As I said, the bad mouth bitches won't fucking face you.
So you mad because we won't lock you in? Because we won't lock you in, and they
that's
said
how
they were not interested in running.
That's how y'all don't make sense, because I know I'm not going to go for the bullshit of $1,500. That's why you keep lying instead of talk shit. But you take that shit out of the equation, your ass ain't going to go.
Okay, and just like I told you the other fucking day, when they said they wasn't interested, what did they say? What did everybody say on the phone?
They
wasn't interested.
They want to fucking lose. They want to huff and puff on the fucking Facebook show.
They want to huff and puff,
shit,
man.
But they go out there and get their ass cut.
Ain't none of that shit, man. We take a loss to say we take a fucking win. We take a loss to the fucking shit. It doesn't matter. We go fucking back out there. What are you saying?
Fucking lies.
We lost and we went out there. How's the line? I take a loss. I struggle off and come right back and regroup. Come right back to it. So how's that a fucking lie? All right.
Well, that's fine. Me too. I'm gonna take a loss. I'm gonna aim and try to win. But I wanna fucking keep doing them fucking things and see y'all bitches ain't shit.
Hey, I got a legit question for all of this back and forth bickering bullshit right here. If Antoine, y'all say a race can start at 300,000 or 5-15, and it can go from there. Why is it that with certain people, y'all stop there after you say it can go higher, but it starts there?
What you mean with certain people?
That's
certain people, races start 205. Well, no, we normally allow let the person, whoever we want to race, dictate the pot. If it's something we can accommodate
okay.
or be cool with, we're locking it. Then we start it there.
This is what I'm trying to say to you, Antoine. Y'all making a point of saying a race can start at a certain amount, 300,000 or 205, 300,000 or 5-15,
okay.
and it can go up from
okay.
there. But that's where y'all
yes.
starting from. Okay. So
okay.
Mark is saying that he wants to run for 25 or possibly 2,000 or more. But you
okay.
saying you stuck on the 1,500. So why can't you
okay.
lock in for the 5-15? And then run the pot up.
Don't have an issue with it. But they said they wasn't interested in racing him. What part is you missing out of that? That's not an issue.
That's
not,
part
no,
that
it wasn't. Ho, 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 ho. That wasn't because of that. See, you must have even been listening to all the shows and all the bullshit been going on. And, oh, you don't know about the background
shit.
Man,
ain't no
okay, you don't listen.
Wait a minute. So Mark on the phone. That's not what you're saying, Mark.
Y'all fucking skin. Ain't no issue with you.
Listen,
parking.
Listen.
None of them bitches.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mark, you saying you didn't want to entertain them or race them for the 1500 that he wanted to run for, correct?
Then I already got three races like this. So now that I got three locked in, I'll take their money at the point now at that day. But I'm not going to lock in on a date for just to come for them 5 on 15. Being that I already got the other three,
you just now saying this. When all this shit was going on, you told us no. You told Weeby. You told Weeby. Look, you got Weeby. You got Weeby to go up on money when he didn't even want to go. So come on with us. Let's be real.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, I did that because y'all talked so much shit about how much y'all beat me at that when y'all won on somebody else's car. Give me
who
that same opportunity.
Hold up. Who beat you? Because the only fucking thing I got out of your funky ass was $40 and a fucking bus ticket.
I don't
what
give
the fuck
a fuck. You talking about it. Everybody got paid, though, right? But the difference of it is I got hit. Y'all hit me good. The whole crew. Y'all can bet
who hit you good? I got hit for
$40
fucking $9 I got out of
change. I bet everybody in your crew at least $200 to $300 each one. Y'all can't do that again.
That's a lie.
Way over $1,500, $2,000.
That's a lie.
You're a fucking lie. Hey, Cash App don't
fucking
lie.
That is not
about how much I
cash app. Fucking lie. You did not get everybody for $200 to $300 out of my whole crew. Stop that shit.
How the fuck?
It was not all. Name them. Because the only person I know that you bet was me and Marcus. I got $40 out of you. I say Marcus might got $100 or $200
okay,
out of
you.
That
I
know of.
I bet you.
I don't
bet
know.
Marcus,
that's what I'm saying. So
was,
I don't know what you mean.
All them. I bet the lightning. Snag a tooth motherfucker look like a big ass pit bull.
Okay, the old dude, okay.
And all them motherfuckers from Atlanta with fucking gold teeth. That's all y'all people.
Okay,
yeah, that's
bad mouth
fruit. Yep, yeah, that's bad mouth fruit. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I do find out that the fucking white dude.
So what you saying? So you mad because they're not interested in running you? That's what it is.
You know why they're not interested, Antoine? Because y'all talking shit to Zeus and all those shit about how much y'all did to that. And then y'all even did it at the track when y'all ran him with the other car when y'all beat him. Y'all telling him to get his pot up, get his money up. That's why y'all got to that 5,000.
We stopped right there.
But now
he told us to bring a number. We brought a number and left it right there. What the fuck are you talking about? I left away
right,
after the number was there.
Locked.
So what did you say?
You gonna keep this shit at the bare minimum when you don't know.
What the hell? It was not at the fucking bare minimum. What you talking about? It was not
okay,
at the bare minimum. What
are
you saying?
Bet something then. All right, we'll make.
I don't mind betting, but I'm sitting here telling your dumb ass.
Lock the whole pot in. Lock the deposit in the pot.
Mark,
lock the whole thing.
They don't
want to
deal with you. What part of don't you understand? They don't want to deal with you.
Because y'all weak bitches and y'all can't find out and y'all don't know.
You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. That shit doesn't matter to me.
I ain't did shit to them to make them say they don't want to race, but they scared, and they don't want to fucking deal with getting their ass cracked by
you.
Because they know the ton of action they're going to get. That's the fucking problem.
I wait.
That's why
negative.
That's the fucking problem. That's exactly why even your fake-ass cousin gonna deal with it. Because all the fucking lumps and shit he put on me on the internet, I'm going to do the same shit to him. But he ain't going to take the heat. Because I'm going to get his ass good.
You sure?
What are you talking about, Mark?
Come on.
I'm going to get his fucking ass, but he's going to make sure that he got some kind of advantage. There's no fucking way he shouldn't go out there.
Right. I didn't ask what kind of motor he had in his car. I went out there and raced him. I never asked him.
Very true. But everybody that when you know, all right, okay. Y'all, everybody's talking that shit. But why you won't go out there and just say you raced anything? Everybody got all these big-ass small blocks and they can't do it. Five extra small blocks. You can't do all that shit. I can't. If that's the case, I can shoot the rest of the day tonight. So I got to stay with my lane. But you talk all that shit. I bet you no fucking way in hell, Antoine. You talking that shit, you'll run in and you got Jason X call your ass up. So he got a small block, your ass going dead in the pussy. Because let me tell you like this. I would. I knew damn sure well you would.
Okay. I'm listening to you.
You ain't going to admit that shit.
I hear you. I hear you.
You'll go out there and run him?
I hear this bullshit.
You'll go out there and run him? Y'all
run
talking
who?
All this shit about Aaron Kendrick, y'all his cousins and all this other shit. Why, run Jason, that's what Aaron shit.
Man, you can't live there with that car. Now,
y'all not stupid none, right? Y'all don't want to cook shit. Y'all don't want to.
Motherfucker, that's two totally different fucking lead cars. What are you saying?
Huh?
Are you being real? Are you being serious right now? You got two totally different
cars. Oh,
now,
are you being serious? Are you being serious? What's the difference? They both got
you got a true,
like
you got, you're a true all steel, all glass. Well, this is how y'all classify shit. True all steel, all glass, like how you got your thick ass all steel, all glass car. And you got a fully built Pro Mod. What the fuck is you saying?
How you gonna say? I got steel and glass too. I got the same shit you got.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
You got half, three quarters steel and half glass.
Damn,
come on with it.
All steel, all glass, and I'll give a fuck.
Who gives a fuck?
Small block with nitrous.
Who gives a fuck?
That's what I'm saying. You.
If you, I tell you what. Do you a bad man? That man, I'll call Garrett. If he locks your ass in, would you be happy?
No, motherfucker.
Would that make you
happy?
Lock
it in.
Would that make you happy?
You lock
I'm
it
not
in.
Locking that shit. What did I tell you the other week on this motherfucking phone call? What the hell did I tell you? I'll call the owner of the car and let him lock your ass in. I'll wait. Hello?
Piss me with the bullshit.
Good night, guys.
I ain't there. That's what the fuck I'm saying. I just told you that. I told you that shit the other damn week. If you want to... Man, listen. Listen. He said they don't want to entertain you. Period. Me and Soda, I'm Soda.
You know why?
That's nothing
new. You know
why?
I don't even know who the owner of the damn is. But the second to now that you said his name, I know who you're talking to. I ain't never talked to that man in my life. But you know why? He don't want to run because he don't want to get that ass cut. Everybody want to win, but they don't want to gamble and take their ass cut. That's y'all, bitch.
Okay, you're right.
Good report.
We didn't want to show a win, but we jump out of our comfort zone running motherfuckers that we know you won't even fucking run. So what the fuck is you saying?
Who?
You damn sure ain't run a warden when we asked you about that the other night on the damn telephone. And you ran from that.
Ooh.
Fucking when we told you about that. You won't run warden. You won't run that same big block, that same Camaro that you
talking about.
These same motherfuckers that we run, you will not run. You not run.
You
a shit like me right
now.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. Listen to what he said.